All right, let me get a little saucy here.
Oh, for the love of Eve, you bet.
Life serves you up lemons, you make lemonade.
We're a little out of control here.
Stop cracking wise.
Oh, my stars.
Go f*** yourself.
Tasteless, offensive.
A lot of ass-grabbing. Horrific and tasteless. People going deaf.
Just makes me want to stick a knife in someone.
Stuff you get here on this show.
Aren't we supposed to be trying to gain listeners, guys?
No!
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Is that a surprise to you?
Investigator Lodge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who?
Who is your daddy?
Who are you talking about?
Who are you?
Well, who are you?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Hey, this is a motel.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimble.
Well, if you're a cop, you idiot, come over here and talk to me, okay?
You son of a bitch.
And I don't know what he does. This is a switchboard at the Gator Lodge.
Stop it!
I don't stop nothing, you idiot.
Stop it!
On demand to the music thing.
Yeah, we haven't heard that in a while.
Hi. You said you were going to come down, but what's that? To the Opie and Anthony Show. Hi. 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 Hi.
Well, sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hello.
How you guys doing? We're doing all right, Tom. Thanks for asking.
My bad.
You're a big rock star now.
Hi, it's Garrett Stinky.
I drink beer until I pass out.
Hi. Hi.
Let's just stick with me as I still try this thing around.
Hi.
Ooh, who you? I ain't calling you, lady. Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey. Couple phone numbers in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including... Let me think. All right, go ahead. Columbus!
Wow, I didn't have that.
Out of nowhere! What's up, Big Wazoo?
The Big Wazoo!
The second most embarrassing station that we're on, the Big Wazoo. Nah, it might be a cool place. It's just, you know, the Big Wazoo.
It's the Big Wazoo.
We're on a station called The Juice in Austin.
The Jews?
Juice!
Oh.
Juice!
Wondering how we would have been on that station.
And the most embarrassing station you could hear us on? The Fun House.
I thought it was WNEW here in New York, our flagship station of the Opie and Anthony.
Well, that's the flagship station.
This is the flagship station in New York.
How many torpedoes are in its hull?
Flagship.
Flagship. It should be a T instead of a P.
Right.
The flagship.
Yeah.
Ah.
The flag station.
All right. So if you're in Columbus or anywhere else outside of New York and you're hearing our voices right now, you can call us at 866-277-4.
Wow.
Hooray for AIDS.
Yes.
What? Hey, is Barry Williams calling us?
I sure hope so. Boy, if anybody watched the Fox Night of Celebrity Boxing last night, of course it was our friend of the show, Barry Williams, Greg Brady. Against
all our friends of the show lost last night.
Against Danny Bonaducci.
Barry Williams lost to Danny Bonaducci.
Yep.
Vanilla Ice. Pooha.
Oh, my God. Vanilla
Biggest
Ice.
Pooha.
Vanilla Ice got creamed by Willis from Different Strokes.
We had Vanilla Ice in here. He looks pretty intimidating. He can't fight.
Stinky was all upset that we were watching in the office just laughing our asses off. And it's like, I was like, Stinky, there's your man who signed the wall of Club Stinky. And he's getting his ass beat. He was punching. It was so funny. He's punching like he's trying to block his face and punch at the same time. Like, his punches came straight out from his face. And meanwhile, Willis there is doing these roundhouse...
He learned a thing or two in the joint.
Oh, my God. It was like they were fighting over a cigarette in prison. It was great. And then, of course, Tonya Harding, the hosebag skater...
And Paula Jones.
And Paula Jones.
We've had Paula Jones on the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to walk away from her fight. That one, Tonya hit her with one right and she went right down.
Right down. And I would think, you know, she could take it on the chin with Clinton's yam bag smacking against it so many times. You'd think she wouldn't have a weak chin like that, but a glass chin.
Very weak chin. But Barry Williams, quite frankly, embarrassed himself and embarrassed... the Opie and Anthony show.
He was, he got knocked out.
I don't want to be associated with anyone like that, man.
Opie, aren't you talking about before the fight?
You know,
he got knocked down so many times last night.
He didn't even get up.
Every time they got together and punches were thrown, Barry would hit the canvas. I have to ask him if he was getting paid per times he got knocked down.
Well, it's for his charity.
Maybe that was it. Maybe he was making extra money every time he hit the canvas. Because now Danny Bonaducci can fight. Like, he's a martial arts guy, and he kind of proved it. The guy would swing with these right hands and connect on the side of Barry Williams' head. And Barry Williams just go down. And then he gets up. The last one was devastating in the second round. Hit right smack on the ear with a right hook from Danny Bonaducci. Barry Williams goes down. You just see a white towel fly out from his corner.
And now
it's over. It's over. He couldn't even get up. He went to try to get up and his legs just went, yeah.
Speaking of Danny Bonaducci, I saw the sickest thing on TV this morning.
What?
I took a peek at that show, The Other Side or whatever it's called.
Oh, the male version of The View?
Right. With Dick Clark.
Yeah. Danny Bonaducci.
The dude from Saved by the Bell.
Greg Louganis.
The Greg Louganis guy. Good one, Rick. They're sitting there, and I guess they decided, I don't watch the show enough. I'll take a peek every once in a while for a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there when I'm, you know, flicking around.
Sure.
They were wearing thongs today, Anthony, so they could relate to their female audience.
Was Dick Clark in a thong?
Yes.
And what else were they wearing besides
the thongs? But then Dick Clark had to make sure everyone knew that it wasn't a female thong. What's the effing difference?
They were wearing ball bags.
They were wearing basically what women wear, the thongs.
Oh, my God.
But I guess they were able to find the male version so it doesn't sound too gay.
Right.
Can you imagine you and I deciding to relate to the female audience?
Oh, let's get in thongs.
Sitting here in our thongs.
I know on one episode...
How bad do you need to be on TV?
They all dressed up like the girls from The View. They did that one, too.
Ugh.
I don't know what's going on over there. And considering Danny's... he kind of has an attraction to transvestites. The guy, what was he, busted? For,
beating up a tranny.
Yeah, he was beating up a tranny.
Because he didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't know?
Yeah,
except
right.
Norton and Danny.
Dude, I did a gig with Danny Bonaducci years ago.
Did you?
Because he was doing stand-up, and he wanted nothing to do with me. I'm like, dude, I got a tranny, too. I told him the story about the big back. He was like,
get away from me. Shut up. Get away from me.
That's funny. All right. I mean, we'll talk about the fight thing.
Yeah.
When Barry calls. Rick, we're going to get Barry on, right?
I'm hoping that people aren't calling me back today. Maybe he's embarrassed.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, come on, Barry. You got to take your abuse if you're a friend of the show.
He looked like a rag doll.
You got knocked out ever.
And then we got to give props to The Job. I did not see The Job last night, Andy.
Yes. I have it on tape.
I was at the Islander game last night.
Yes, you were.
So I missed The Job. So you're going to have to give me your copy.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, 3-2 loss for the Islanders.
Ouch.
Cheryl.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hello.
The Job was the funniest hit last night.
Was it? Didn't you know beforehand when you did a tarot card reading? Call me now.
You know, they just found out that what's her name there? Miss Cleo?
Yeah.
Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
They found her birth certificate. She was born in California, and her parents are from Texas and California.
Oh, God. Like, I told you she was from Jamaica.
I am from Jamaica. I am a shaman.
Yeah.
But seriously, guys, The Job was very funny last night.
Yep.
Well, you know, we told you guys that.
It was extremely funny. I laughed until my tummy hurt.
I know. We have a clip of you watching it last night.
Yeah.
See, listen to you laughing.
Yeah.
No, guys, you've got to get your friend on the phone. What's his name?
Adam Ferrara.
Right, and ask him about that girlfriend that he has, because she's one crazy mother effer.
Yes. Yeah, we didn't see the job because we were all busy last
night. Well, watch it today, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
But we, you know, we taped it. We're going to check it out later. Cool.
Okay, bye.
A lot of people calling saying that the job, funniest job yet, blah, blah, blah.
That's what Dennis Leary was saying yesterday.
Cool. All right, Ant.
Well.
I think we're time. I think it's time.
Yes, it's time.
We're going to break out a new bit today.
Yeah, what's this one called?
It's called Make Fun of All the Radio Stations Out There That Think They Are Cool.
Actually, is it more make fun of or piss off all the radio stations out there that think they're cool?
Let's play piss off all the radio stations out there that think they are cool. Brand new feature on the Opie and Anthony show.
We could also subtitle it for Just New York. We could call it Do Something Until the Abercrombie and Fitch Midget program director throws his gold records through the wall.
I believe this will be the third gold record he breaks over our show, Anthony.
Listen closely. You could hear it smash. This is great. What we have planned here quickly is it's something that really gets under station's skin.
When all they have to brag about is the fact they play music.
Music. And, of course, playing it first.
Playing it.
That's a huge thing with radio stations. You've heard it. You've heard the rock stations crowing how they play something first. And for some reason, that's a big thing with the music stations. And if they get scooped by another station, you cannot even understand behind the scenes how much crap and anger and phone calls and just brutality that goes on at the stations that aren't the ones that get it first, Opie.
Right. Dave Dickless at AF.
Yep. Oh.
We do this now.
Now we do this now.
We do this now.
Well, we got our hands on something.
Oh, yeah, we got our friends, too, in high places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got our hands on something.
So we're going to do a world premiere here.
World premiere, and this friggin' rocks.
I think when you're on 18 radio stations across America, you could call this a world premiere.
Yeah.
It's a world premiere. All the other radio stations just dying to play what we're about to play, Anthony.
Yeah.
We're playing it about 3 months early.
3 months early.
Lock the door, Rick.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
answer any phones around
because
here.
There are also other things that happen when you do this. Not only radio stations you piss off, but record people.
That's right.
And because they don't want this out.
So,
but screw it. This rocks, man. We listened to this earlier.
You know what, Ant?
Oh.
I think I'll give the people a few more minutes, a few more seconds here, so they can tape it.
Oh, okay.
So then they can play it whenever they want, instead of waiting for their cool station to play it.
They're going to be so, so angry over there.
Stephanie from New Jersey.
Stephanie,
hey, Stephanie
bing, bing,
from
bing,
Jersey.
Bing, bing, bing,
that's
bing,
good.
Bing,
you
bing,
got
bing,
it. You
bing,
got
bing,
it.
Bing, bing.
Stephanie, how much does it rock?
Bing, 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 bing. So are you ready to play piss off all the stations out there that think they're cool?
That think they're cool. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. The Opie and Anthony Show brings you the world premiere of the new song from Korn.
Right.
A song called Here to Stay.
Here to Stay.
Album Untouchables out June 11th.
June 11th.
We got this off the internet.
Yeah. Listen to this.
Korn, Here to Stay. Crank it. you're checking out the latest from Korn on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Wow.
A song called Here to Stay from the forthcoming album Untouchable is out June 11th. That's like a world exclusive, Anthony.
I like that, man. God damn. That just, that's another one I'm going to get in trouble driving to. It rocks. What do you think, Norton? It's no Ozzy, right?
Although I did see, the only time I saw Korn perform was opening for Ozzy.
Right.
I did.
There you go. We're back in the music business, Anthony. That's what we do now.
Yeah.
All right, we should take our first break, huh?
All right.
Lots to do today. American Motorcycle. Stopping by.
Got his new show, which we saw, and it was very funny.
Yes. Penis surgeon calling in.
Penis surgeon?
Yep.
Make sure your schwant's
bigger and longer.
Hey, how about that?
I don't know why anyone would ever want that done, but...
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
We'll talk to him a little bit. Scott Farrell calling in.
The solo Scott Farrell.
Yeah, he's our morning guy here in New York, and he lost his partner this week. Blaine, a great guy, man, has decided to team back up with Rocky.
How long could you take being next to Farrell?
Yeah.
Is that what chased him away?
I don't know. No, I guess he got a good offer to go join back up with Rocky. He's going to Detroit, man.
Is that what it is? Going to Detroit?
Yep.
Detroit.
So now our buddy Scott Farrell is solo in the mornings here in New York, so we'll catch up with him as well. And hopefully Barry Williams calling in. I don't know if he wants to show his face today, but we're trying to get him on the phone.
Yeah.
All right. And more of your phone calls in New York, 877-692-1027. We'll play it again a little bit.
Opie Anthony.
Their psychosis is all real. This is not an act.
Ponderous. Effing ponderous.
The Opie and Anthony Show. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
Scott Farrell checking in a minute here. Don's pissed off at us. Don, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right,
hey,
man.
Opie, what are you doing? I was all psyched. I heard like, oh my God, I can't believe they're actually going to play some cool new track from Korn no one's ever heard before. I got my Esslin hooked up, about to rip an MP3 out of my Mac here. Flip the switch. Right before the song kicks in, Opie goes, Opie and Anthony, ruining the MP3 for everybody. Thank you very much, you tool.
Opie, why'd you do that?
Well, yeah, play it again, man, would you?
Because I'll tell you what happens, you know. We just had the world premiere on our show of the new Korn song, Here to Stay In, 3 months ahead of time. And what happens is other stations will tape it off our show and play it on their station.
Hey, you guys got up the net, though, right?
And then they'll act like they're the cool ones. Well, yeah, we got it off the internet.
Well, then we should be able to find it out there somewhere, too, right? So everyone else is going to be able to find it. So why just go and wreck it for everyone that was listening to your show?
I don't think you're smart enough to find it.
All right, man.
We're good like that. We know where to look.
All right. Maybe. Hey, Norton rules. You guys suck.
Thank you,
Maybe we should just do it again so we can get a clean copy of it.
Yeah?
What do you think?
All right, but as long as you guys know, there's going to be other stations taping it now.
Well, I'm just thinking we better do it now.
And then they'll have their local cool DJ go, look what I got.
I'm just thinking.
Look what I found.
We really should do it right now if we're going to do it.
Right now? Why?
Because I'm hearing things.
I don't see any delivery service
yet. I don't either, but I'm hearing things.
Well, did someone already take it out of here?
What happens?
Oh, here it is. Okay.
It dissolved.
All right.
I'm dissolving CDs.
Right. This time I'll just be really, really quiet, okay, Anthony?
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything, but just realize that other stations are going to now tape the new Korn single.
Right.
That you're hearing first on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah.
In 18 cities.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is the world premiere.
Exactly.
The world premiere of the new song from Korn, Here to Stay. All right? Now I'm going to shut up and just play it. But remember, you're hearing it on the Opie and Anthony show.
Okay, one more time.
Can I just say Opie and Anthony like halfway through the song, really?
No! You're ruining it.
We need to tag it, though.
Why?
You know these scumbags at the other stations.
Who cares?
They
we know the deal.
All right, here it is. Once again, Korn. Their album doesn't come out for like 3 months.
You cannot even understand how much this is pissing off people that we love pissing off. So,
you got to bear with us,
right?
Today.
Enjoy it.
We know things are getting smashed right now.
Yeah.
They like to pretend they're the cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
That they're cool. Korn, Here to Stay.
Eat a bullet.
Dude, you effed it up, man.
Man, you screwed it up.
God damn.
Stop.
Norton yells, eat a bullet. You suck.
There's guys all over the place, all over the world, because we're on the internet through the New Orleans station, that are hearing this for the first time. No eat a bullet stuff.
Okay. Come on.
They want a clean copy of this.
You're right. I apologize.
All right. Can I start it now?
Yeah.
Shh. Once again, the world premiere of the new Korn song, Here to Stay.
Town Hall.
Oh, all right. You know, Norton.
What's your problem?
You have to turn your goddamn mic off.
What is wrong with you?
Town Hall.
No one wants to hear Town Hall at the beginning of the new song from Korn, Here to Stay. April 18th, tickets through Ticketmaster, you CS. Can I play the song?
Come on, man.
Because they're running a package down to us right as we speak.
Exactly.
All right, here's the brand new one from Korn. Right. Please tape it.
Yeah.
Here to Stay.
Ozzy rules.
Stop. And I'm turning his mic off. He cannot
please
be trusted
do that
today. There you go. You're gone. Here it is.
We'll be right back.
There you have it.
Now you got a clean
copy.
Yes. The Opie and Anthony Show with the world premiere of the new song from Korn, Here to Stay. From the forthcoming album. That doesn't mean their fourth album, you tools.
How many dickhead douchebags were writing in that you know who you are and saying, dude, it's their fifth album, not their fourth, idiot.
It's forthcoming.
Forthcoming, meaning it is to come. Forthcoming album, you stupid ass.
It's going to be called Untouchables. It's out June 11th.
Go ahead. Turn all red and feel like a douchebag. We'll wait.
Jeez, man.
There you go, Anthony.
There you go.
That's what we do.
Right here on The Rock. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, Bill.
I just called up AAF and asked them if they heard the new Korn song.
Yeah.
The guy said no, and I said, well, I just heard it first on Opie and Anthony.
Hey!
And then he told me to F off and hung up on me.
F off! Well, right about now, their production department is taking what we just played on the air. They're going to cut it up all nice, and they'll get it on the air for you now. Because now, now they're in a state of panic.
F off! Screw you! Dave, what do we do?
But Dave, that's all I got is music.
Why couldn't I say, hey... Dave, yeah, I broke into Dave's office.
Dave, if they trump me on the music, what else do I have?
You think they'll say that they were the ones to play it second?
No, they'll say they'll lie to you guys like they always do.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, bye.
Bye. Have you heard the new Korn song? No, we haven't. Well, I just did.
Good.
Oh, that's hilarious. I don't even know if he's still here. Scott Farrell.
I remember that McFarlane dude, Spawn, did their freak on a Ferrella leash, and those dudes are freaks, and you got to just love them. They're hardcore. They're out to just, like, completely shred people's lives. You got to love that. That is sweet. You guys are evil as usual.
I think it sounds good.
You got to love Korn, right, Scott?
Well, I need some Korn after all the changes lately. It seems like the seasons are blowing through and the harvest is coming upon us.
Bro, what happened? Now you're solo?
Yeah, you gotta dig it, though, because I always thought Blaine was really cool. And then one day I looked at him and I said, I'm gonna punch you. And then after I punched him a few times, I said, when are you moving home to Detroit to hang with your sissy friend Rocky? And he said, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then I saw him the day he had the class. He was a cool dude. I think he's funny. I like working with him. But he said, man, I'm going to go take the long-term deal. And I said, you're the man. Go taste it. I said, you want me to live with your wife and kids?
Oh.
No, they're cool, man. I think it's a great gig for him. I think Blaine's really one of the coolest dudes I've met because, obviously, for them, it sucked to have some dude like me, this extreme scotch-drinking freak, loudmouth, idiot, show up and just, like, blow into town like, you know, Bon Jovi doing a tour out in East Rutherford with all the freaks that come out of the woodwork. Well, and they were like, whatever, I don't need this. And the one dude bailed, and Blaine...
I'm trying to talk to two.
He stuck out, that dude.
But, see, yeah. I'm going to try to talk two now.
I think he's cool, man. I just raged. Today we took 350 calls. I had a blast. I got a big old spiffy.
Pharrell.
Yeah.
Pharrelli? I want to congratulate you, but we got to explain this to the rest of the country. Here in New York, we've been trying to do something called the Sports Guys concept.
Mm-hmm.
The Sports Guys concept here in New York has had more lineup changes than Menudo.
Yeah, and that's literally now, not even like a joke. It's the morning show here at the station in New York.
It's been called Sports Guys for well over a year now.
It's always blown.
And we've had... We could probably figure it out, but at least 10 different combinations of sports guys, okay?
Uh-huh.
Pharrell, I think the concept is finally over.
Dude, I just think that it was like maybe one of those deals where, you know, they wash their hands. All I know is that, it always sucked. For whatever reason, it just has this bad string of luck with constant, just like rapid, like, Vietnam type activity. You go to bed, you're like, have a nap, brother. Bitch, run for the hills. Run for me. And all I know is that when I came, I wanted to do what no one had done. And I wanted to take it on head on, and I wanted to piss people off, and the writers hate me, and all of the sissies that run radio, and these dentists that run stupid websites. I'd like to beat that dude in the head with a sledgehammer.
You're you're talking about the New York radio message board.
I can't stand the people that... Can you imagine sitting around all day, like, completely whacked and, like, thinking that it mattered to, like, go constantly 24-7 about this stuff and, like, delve into people... Like, they write about you guys like you had... rob banks for a living. Pharrell,
this is the God's honest truth. I stopped reading that thing well over a year ago because I realized it's a bunch of guys that have no effing idea how radio works.
Well, dude, it's like this. Here's one.
That is run by a guy that has gotten so many things wrong. When it comes to our program, it's ridiculous.
He gives people cavities. He's fondling candy stripers. I can't stand him. He thinks he's like some kind of like informative god. Dude, go write like novels with like, you know, love novels and everything so that everybody can think you're so passionate about something. Go drill a tooth. All I know is that
just explain.
It wasn't for you dudes, it wouldn't have worked.
Hold on. Just explain to the rest of the country. This is how pathetic radio is in New York. There's a guy that's really a dentist that runs this message board.
It's for radio. It's supposed to be for radio insiders.
I'm gonna beat his head in.
And he thinks he knows more about radio than the guys that are doing radio.
He does predictions like it's a NASCAR race of people's lives and careers.
Let me tell you, he's made many predictions about the Opie and Anthony show. He's never nailed one.
Dude, he writes so many things bad about me. You would have thought I was passing out roofies and chasing kids home from school and trade and spit with them.
I've walked out of meetings with very important people in this company that have spoken to me and told me things, and I have told them things. And then I would read the New York radio message board, and there's Alan writing his prediction of what he thinks is happening, and it is exactly the opposite of what I was told by people like, Mel Karmazin.
Yeah, you got to be psychotic to read
Fareed.
It. I mean, you guys had more fun saying, like, I'd blow up by April 4th. And then the other day when all that stuff went down, I was like, God damn, man, maybe I will blow up. I don't even think I'm going to make April 4th.
And well, my over-under with you was...
I thought that's what Blaine was. Maybe I'm like, you know, I'm Rob Zombie, man, but I'm betting on games. I got chicks coming over. We're causing trouble. I think it's going to work. Because of you dudes, they flushed it, and I got all kinds of hardcore O&A. Like peasants that run free with it. I'm not doing it.
So it's not called Sports Guys, right?
No, it's just Pharrell.
It's just Pharrell.
So no one...
Sports Guys!
Good.
Sports Guys!
Like I said, today was like the most erotic day I've had doing radio in a long time. And it was not because the dude wasn't there. It was because I just gave New York what they wanted. I gave them the stage. Everybody went off. Everybody gets their, you know, dose.
Hey, did you get our little present?
Oh, you guys are evil.
Why?
That 1780, I'm sucking down a couple of crackers right now. Scott Ross. I love that stuff. Now, listen, I'm picking games. I got my Final Four here for you. You want to know?
Yeah, I'm not really following the Madness this year.
Nice.
Anyway, I think it all sucks because what happens is they try to promote these upsets. They're like, you can see the highlights. That's all they ever do is show the greatest upsets of all time. Yeah. And then what happens is that in the end, only the heavyweights remain. Just like in the NFL, the Super Bowl, it's always the best team that wins, even if they get there crooked, like Patriots. And then in the NHL, Hasek and these Red Wings. And then in the NBA, Shaq Diesel because he's a Hooper hyper. And in the NCAAs, I think it's going to be Duke against UConn, and I think Duke will pepper spray him by 25. And I think the Final Four will be UConn against Oregon. And I think Oklahoma against Duke. Oklahoma will play Missouri, not Cincinnati, for the Western crown in San Jose.
What about
Duke will meet Cal in the South.
What about Gonzaga?
Gonzaga's going to get regularly torqued.
Yeah.
I think they're going to lose to Arizona in the second round.
All right.
Arizona's going to lose to Oklahoma. There's going to be a lot of conference matchups, like that Missouri-Oklahoma region in San Jose. Those dudes are, you know, they see each other twice a year. And, I mean, I just think the Big 12, in the end, it's going to be just great teams, no upset teams, no Cinderellas.
Right on, bro. All right, we just want to say hi to you.
You guys are cool, man.
Good luck to you.
Stay healthy.
Best of luck.
Doing the solo thing in the morning.
You think I'll survive?
Well, my over-under is April 4th still that you're going to play.
You guys placed a bocce hex on me. I'm over here chewing nails.
You chased the one guy out that was keeping you sane, so now now you're on the fast track, my friend.
I just tell him, I say, I want to explode with it and have fun. We'll see where the chips land.
Right.
Be cool.
All right. There goes Scott Pharrell.
There he goes.
Wow. I need a nap. Jeez. Money.
Yes.
What's your problem?
I just wanted to tell you that I think your show is slutty, dirty, and you're pigs. Are you married?
Are we married?
Are you? First of all, are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman, except I have a cold and meningitis right now.
Uh huh.
And you want to know why we're? You want to know if we're married?
Yeah.
No, we're not. Why?
No.
Oh, is that why you? That's why you have all the filth to make women. Like pigs all the time.
Make women like pigs.
Make women like pigs.
What does that mean?
We don't force women to do anything on our show.
No, you advertise it.
What do you mean we advertise
what?
It?
You advertise. You advertise everything you do. It's filth, filth, filth.
Filth,
is
filth,
there
filth.
Any room for
decent women
out there?
Bitch twat. What's your problem and who gives a crap if we're a filthy show? Don't listen.
Oh, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
stop lying, you ignorant baboon. You listen. That's the only reason you know. That's the only reason you know think you know the content of this program. Now, don't listen.
Because you know why? Because I have a husband that puts it on.
Oh, shut up.
Like, you know, I've been married for 38 years.
Shut up. You're probably just a guy trying to get airtime.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you don't even sound like a woman.
Well, honey, I'm 55 years old.
You don't even sound like a woman. You goddamn battered, disgusting mess you probably are.
You've been married for 38 years?
Oh, you should see me, honey.
You've been married for 38 years.
If you've seen me, what's your heart? Your eyes would pop out.
Yeah, no crap.
No.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah. Why, are you attractive?
They'd pop out because I'd be trying to pull them out of my head.
That's right, because you know why? You couldn't take it. Because
you're gonna
try it all over these 20-year-old girls.
Is this Martha's mother?
Money, stop fooling yourself. Take all your clothes off and look at yourself in the mirror.
Oh, I have.
We're not going to fall for you. You've been married.
I don't think of 40 deep, 28 waist, and the 36
hip. Shut up.
40,
shut up.
40 D means you have a big back. I wasn't born yesterday.
Disgusting linebacker.
Which means you probably had male junk that was removed.
Oh, no.
It's a title. What's your problem? Listen to you. You're trying to sound all sexy and stuff, yet you say our show is disgusting.
Disgusting. That's all you do is down women and winter clock.
Yeah, that's what we do every day. You're
that's
right.
I mean,
what can we say?
Hey, Money.
I mean, I'm not the first caller to ever tell you this.
Hey, Money. Where do you live?
In Monroe.
What?
Monroe.
Monroe where?
Connecticut.
Well, yeah. Come down to the station, take your clothes off so we could openly laugh at you.
Oh, I would do it, but you know what?
And I will put a meter on my junk and prove that there will be no movement whatsoever.
You're a slob.
I guarantee you're a slob.
You see what I'm talking about?
Without a bra, those 40 D's probably hit the floor. Who are you kidding?
Think so?
Your half-assed bullcrap morality. Go away.
Yeah, well,
just die. Would you throw yourself in front of a bus?
40D, that's
kill yourself
bad.
And make the world a better place.
I think you should throw your
shut up.
In front of a truck.
Shut up.
That's a hell of a comeback there, Money.
Ass.
Woo!
You see what I'm saying?
Anything else?
These are pigs.
Give me your address. I'll send a shotgun to your house so your husband can put his mouth over the barrel.
Yeah.
Pull the trigger with his toe and be rid of you.
You know
what sucks, Anthony?
Mess.
There's a girl on the line that agrees with Money.
These are disgusting.
Lindsay.
I don't agree with her. I wanted to talk to the fat slob.
Go ahead.
I don't think a size 9 and 10. She doesn't like it. We were listening to Martha the other day, me and my girl Brandy down here in Philly, and we were making fun of her. What is people's problem?
I'm so tired of it.
You know
girls
what?
That come down here want to come down here and have a good time.
And you know
turn
what?
Off the stupid radio. If you don't want
to
hear their
you
crap,
then
turn
me.
It off. Oh, you guys are
and
so
put
offensive.
Me next to a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be laughing.
Oh, we'd be crying.
Money, you...
No.
Money, you fat wench. Come
you
down here.
You have nothing
here.
Better to do than sit around on your ass and call the
Money.
Radio station?
Money. Hey, delusional
what,
mess.
What, do we got a little whore on the phone now?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. What's little whores that like to get down on it. You've got
listen how bitter. Listen
life.
How bitter
you
this piece of crap sounds. She sounds so bitter.
Your life.
You know what happens, Money? You want to be an attractive girl, and you want to come down here and do it, but you're a friggin' mess, so you got to bash everyone that does. You're a mess, Money. Jump out a window, put a gun to your head, overdose on drugs, get in the bathtub with a blender, do something to make the world a better place and kill yourself.
Too bad you can't get young
shut
women.
Up!
Too bad you can't get young women.
My girlfriend's
old.
10 years old. Shut up.
And mine will be.
You what?
And I just got caught writing a letter to Dear Abby.
Well, you need to call a psychiatrist.
And I'm not explaining.
You need a psychiatrist.
Use your intelligence on that one. Pick up a paper and read Dear Abby if you want in on the joke.
The
Money.
That's all you do is open up your mail.
Money, call up tomorrow and tell us that you killed yourself.
Money.
What?
Money, I'm going to call you out. You get your fat, slobby ass down here.
Oh, 9 and 10 is fat and slobby?
And we will line up the 20-year-olds, and we'll see which we like best.
Oh, of course you're going to want to go, but you think that women...
How much do you weigh, Money?
126.
And how tall are you?
5'4".
Yeah, and your meat flu is hanging like a radiator hose.
No, it's not.
Oh, stop it.
No, it's not.
Stop it. Just stop.
Well, I would love you to see me at 55 years old.
Do you have any pictures of yourself on the computer?
What?
Do you have a picture of yourself on the computer that you can email?
No, I don't.
Money, let's try to understand you. What is your effing problem?
My effing problem is...
Your husband likes the show and it pisses you off, right?
No, it's because you went to work. That's all you do is advertise.
Oh, it's not all
and
we do.
All you do
Money,
is
shut up.
Money,
she hears, she hears hot girls on this show, and she ain't one, and it pisses her off. That's it, Money.
That's it.
You have the problem.
Money, let me explain something to you. If you don't like this show, we say it all the time, then don't listen.
I don't listen to
Don't try to figure out what should be on the radio for everyone else.
Yeah, you senior citizen bag of meat.
If you don't like it, whatever. But there are plenty of people that enjoy this. So go away.
Yeah, a lot of pigs enjoy it.
How does it feel to know that most of your life is over? Does that bother you that you're never going to be the young, attractive girl anymore? You
big-backed,
geriatric nothing?
Right now.
Shut up with your bunions.
You're getting nothing. You're a miserable old bitch.
I get more looks than these 20-year-old sluts.
Oh, you're a delusional bag.
No, she probably does from guys looking to rob her for her check once a month because you're old and meek and you can't cross the street.
I've seen these women. They walk around Central Park with their little puny white dogs.
Yeah, well,
they've had facelifts that stretch,
actresses?
That they look like the goddamn crypt keeper. They wear short little skirts and you could see their white pale legs. You could see their pulse through those blue veins. Shut up! Die!
She hasn't been the same ever since John Voight asked her for money in Midnight Cowboy. You were going to ask me for money?
At least I don't need a whatchacallit. I don't need to
money.
Have my body.
You're 55 and you just said whatchacallit, you uneducated zilch? Whatchacallit?
Hey, I'm talking on your level.
Money.
No, you're not.
Money.
You're a dumb old person.
Money, we call you out. Get your ass down here.
Come on down. We'll pay.
Give me your address.
We'll pay. You come down.
If you don't show up, that means you're just full of ass.
She won't show up.
Exactly.
All right. I'm full of ass.
Why don't you play bingo and have a stroke? You're not going to show up, stupid. You're not.
You think I won't?
No, I guarantee you won't.
Well, I want to prove to you that a 55-year-old woman can look just as good.
Big gray muff looking like Albert Einstein eating a London broil. looks like Donahue with those big fake wax lips on.
Really?
Right? Right?
How do you know that?
Money, just get down here.
What's your address?
Hold on. You ain't showing,
ain't
so I don't even
show.
Know why I'm wasting my time.
Why don't you just be honest for once?
Oh, you're not
your
wasting
name.
Your time.
That's Sandy
and
Kinney
money,
I'm
wannabe.
I'm going to prove to you that a 55-year-old woman... Can look.
Money. You know something, Money? There are 55-year-old women that could look really hot, and they wouldn't call up bitching about how other women that are hot come on this program.
No.
By you bitching about this, it just proves you're a jealous, delusional slob that should just please figure out a way to kill yourself and make the world a better place.
I think you should kill yourself.
Ooh.
And know that...
Wow, that's like a Marion comeback.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good.
You should kill yourself because you know why?
Why?
Because there's nothing, no sense in your life.
Huh? What?
It's just filth.
What did you say?
Right.
No what in
there's
our life?
There's no fence. What?
What? No. I was 20 when Kennedy was shot. What did you say?
No fence in our what?
There's nothing, no meaning in your life.
How many different types of psychosis drugs are you on? How many? What do you take? Lithium? You on Paxil? What do you take?
Oh, I'm on them all.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are.
Yeah.
You cannot deal with the horror nightmare that is your life, Money. And you can't deal with a husband that probably just despises you.
Oh, he doesn't.
And Money, so you pop your drugs like Tic Tacs and call up this show and try to blame us for the misery that's your life.
The misery of my life. I think it's degrading.
Ever since Danny DeVito threw you off that train, you've had an attitude.
What do you do with your life, Money?
What do I do with my life?
Yeah, we entertain people and hopefully make them laugh every afternoon. I think that's a good life. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
What do? I do normal everyday things, but
Like regular good women do.
Exactly. Like exactly
regular
subservient
good
dummy, which is what you are. You shop and you clean the toilet.
Yeah, what do you do?
No, I have a maid.
Oh, really? So another woman you're degrading. Pay her to do your womanly chores, you dope?
No.
Not only are you a bag of meat, you're lazy.
She has to live, too.
Is she a colored woman, money?
No, she's a white.
Like you used to call them back in the day?
No, she's white. I know you like the black girls.
See, I thought you don't listen to the show. You know everything about us in the show.
Like
everything about us.
Listen, anybody who talks the way you do and degrades women has to witch and clock.
I hate that degrading. If there was a room of guys that love women more than us, I dare you to find it.
What?
We adore women. We love their form. It's a beautiful thing. So what the hell are you even talking about?
That's fine to adore them.
No, money,
like
money.
Put them down like they're little whores. And
you have no idea how we treat women, so shut up.
You can tell by the way you talk.
I allow women to service my big, delicious mule. What are you talking about? I allow women to service
me. Maybe that's why you're not married, because every woman knows.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That you're what you call it.
That's why.
We don't
want
to be married, stupid.
Ask your husband how much he enjoys being married.
We're not married because we want to bang as many girls as possible.
Thank
you, idiot.
Pull the 38 barrel out of his mouth and ask him a question.
I want to grab as many of you dopes by the hair and give you a mouthful of learning as I can.
Mouthful of learning.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Gee, that
I
was.
I could teach you more.
You
probably could.
Crap.
If I wanted to know how much things cost in 1940, you're the one I'd come to. Wrinkled body, big back. But if I want to dump, I'm finding a 20-year-old.
When was the last time you talked to Rue McClanahan?
Exactly, you blue-haired, wig-wearing nothing.
Tommy.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, money.
Yeah.
How much you pay your maid to clean the trailer?
Zero. Live in a trailer, baby.
And why do you call yourself money? Is it because you're old and wrinkled?
I don't have a wrinkle on my face. You know what? You people are nothing to talk to.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
I would like one time on your show.
To what?
Women are women.
Admit what you want.
Bull. You want to come on here and walk around and have everyone go, oh, wow, look how hot she is. You know what? You're so jealous. You're so delusional because that's never, ever going to happen because you're a slob.
Go watch The View, money.
Why don't you give me your address?
You will absolutely get the address. You come down
she
here. We'll see what a stank hoe you are.
Are you going to
That'll be great.
Pay for me to come down here?
Pay?
How much
pay.
Do you want? How much do you want? How about a little nitroglycerin for under your tongue?
I'll give you gas money. I'll give you gas money, you show up.
I'll give you BJ money.
You can have your BJ.
I'll give you a 50 to take a mouthful of HIV.
I do it for nothing.
Oh, good girl. I kind of respect
her. I do it for nothing.
Do you have kids?
I can give better sex out than anybody.
We know you can. Jealous and realizing her life is over. Have you been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer? And you're just jealous that all the young gals have their years ahead of them? Is that your problem?
No.
When was the last time you gave
I have no problem with the girls. I got the problem with you guys, Don and Mike.
Right, because they represent men who look at the girls stupid. Of course you probably got the girls.
Yeah, just want to get laid.
Men like your husband who can't stand the sight of your wrinkled, awful Leon Lett back anymore. And he's looking at 20-year-olds, you stupid fullback.
Give me your address.
Money.
And then when I come down, you will see.
Call us crazy for wanting to get laid.
Yeah, and no always means yes, you know that. So if a girl even says hello to me, I just punch her and take it.
That's a guy's number one job, to get laid.
Yep.
Everything else comes second.
Harner, fake morality.
Yep.
Your phony, fake morality. Give her the address, and please on that day, get another crazy homeless guy around here with a cinder block and pound it over her head.
Paris Drake
with a goddamn cobblestone.
Money, we look forward to the day that you don't show up and you blow us off.
Yep.
I wouldn't blow you off.
When are you coming? What day?
Today. You tell me.
Today.
I can't come today.
Oh, why can't you?
Why not?
Yeah, what are you doing so important?
What am I doing?
Yeah. Why can't you come down today?
Because I don't feel like driving down there today.
Exactly.
You have nothing to do today.
I'm not hitting traffic.
You have nothing to do today, and when we hang up on you, you'll listen to the entire show.
Hitting traffic.
Guaranteed.
So chase traffic.
And you'll tell your other friends, I called the radio, and they'll go, huh? What?
This is the exact same conversation we had with Martha, and she called the next day when she said she wasn't going to listen anymore. She continued to listen, and so will you.
Listen to you.
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
You got to be kidding me.
Listen to that
I
voice.
I'd like to hear you once in a while say something about...
Once in a while?
How many packs a day do you smoke at a time?
Once in a while, I thought you said you didn't listen to us.
I said I would love to have to listen to you one time and have you talk.
How yellow are your fingernails, Money, from the Pall Mall you probably smoke?
I don't smoke.
The big yellow... Then what's with that voice?
I have a cold and I have laryngitis.
Oh, poor baby.
Your rotten old lungs are filling up with fluid. Lick out from garb.
So hope it's anthrax.
At least I don't take drugs like you guys do.
I hope it's anthrax.
Hey, Money, let me tell you.
Ooh, a potty mouth old bag.
Oh, what? Hey, did you hang up?
Oh.
She drops the F-bomb, calls you an F, and then hangs up.
I called her a twat. She
what
called
happened?
Me an F.
There's a gracious older woman just what using bad? Profanity.
Well, it pisses me off, and I'll tell you why, because Ed and I have said on many, many occasions, we don't do drugs anymore. But, and it's been a long, long time.
But I love Money. You know, we love her.
Get your facts straight.
Believe me, I'd bang Money in a second.
I just hope she's...
I don't care if other people want to do drugs.
I hope she's weeping.
We don't do drugs.
I hope she's weeping from the taste of reality she just got. What a little taste of reality.
She wears those awful... What are those pants, those polyester pants that all women wear, and you grab their ass, and it's just...
What, the stretchy...
The polyester. It just, you understand what I mean? It's a horrible,
Cycling pants?
No, those are hot. Those are like a tight, and they hug the buns.
Like a polyester baggy or tight?
They're awful baggy. They're like polyester with straight pleated, like, fronts. They're like nurse pants, but they're, like, different colors.
Oh, okay.
Those awful pants that old ladies wear.
And there's just no distinguishing where the back... hip ass thing starts. It's just one continuous disgusting straight line.
One long, just brittle mess.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they have the elastic belt.
All right. Well,
all right, Anthony, we're going to step aside for a minute or two.
Yeah.
And continue. Colin Quinn stopping by today. Hopefully, Barry Williams calling in.
Yeah.
And when is the junk doctor calling?
5:00.
5:00. Okay. More of your phone calls as well. As we go to break, we were called the most offensive radio show in local
radio history.
Local Buffalo radio history.
Yes.
So somebody came up with this, the Poo Poo Plotters.
The most offensive show in local radio history. Nigger, spit, kike, chick, mud duck, pickety. Naked teen girls with their pants down to their knees. Take a squat on Norton's face, make fun of HIV. Whip them out, whip them out. Forever may your movie hang high. Make fun of those less fortunate like retards, stink, or he. The most offensive show in local radio history.
Opie and Anthony FU line is there for you when life sucks.
Sucks to be me.
Call anytime, 212-830-3785.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Stop sending us pictures of old ladies naked, please.
Oh, God.
That demand you to stop.
That picture you're looking at right now, that lady should be flying in front of the moon in a bicycle basket.
It's like she was just sitting at the home. She's just staring off into space and someone flopped her can out of her bra. She don't even know.
She tried to kill George C. Scott's daughter in The Exorcist 3.
Thank you for that, Fat Will Nuns. Sent me that from Williamsburg as a picture of an old woman.
Colin Quinn's going to be here in minutes.
Colin!
His show was on the other night on NBC. It rocked.
I was very offended by it. It was racially insensitive, and I want to tell him that.
Jimmy!
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yo, man, what is going on with that commercial about bedwetting? I mean, for Christ's sake, who the hell is going to listen to that on this show? What's the jagoff who thought that'd be a good idea to put that on O&A?
Well, can I tell you something, Jimmy? You bring up a good point. You know, regular radio listening, when we hear commercials, let's be honest with each other. A lot of people see what else is out there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right. With this show, you cannot turn the dial when the commercials play, because they're ridiculous.
Yeah. You got to kind of tune in and listen to what the hell it's going to be. Is it going to be an F-potion?
It might be the latest F-potion.
It might be something to make your schlong bigger.
Right.
I mean, seriously, like they're talking about digging.
We might have something that makes your hair grow.
Lose weight?
No, lose weight product.
Something like that.
But now I'm hearing we might have a bedwetting commercial that's advertising our show.
So now, along with the people that love having lots of sex and growing hair and losing weight and getting energy, we have people that wet the bed. What is
so
this spot?
The sound of dignity is? I mean, come on. Who
the
hell
sound of
this
dignity?
Show know what that is?
Do you know what this is, Steve C?
Steve C, bedwetting?
Yeah.
I believe it's a product that is... What?
Is this guy calling from this area?
I heard this spot, because I know what he's talking about, but I might have heard it on 1010 Winds, our news affiliate.
Where are you calling from, dude?
I'm actually in my car in Manhattan.
Yeah, see?
Oh, well...
How does the commercial go?
It's like, do you hear this? This is the sound of dignity. It's ridiculous, man.
It has to do with something you put over your bed, I think.
Yeah.
It's like a diaper for your bed. It's a diaper for your bed.
My mom's listening to this.
Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah.
What is this?
Okay, now I know what
you're talking
about.
Let's
hear. Wait, what is it, though?
I think it's a diaper you put over your bed.
No way.
It's not new, though. It's not new.
No?
I think this has been airing for a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Is this better than the Dream Cream?
Let me...
Where you just need a little fingertip?
A little dab on your finger?
Little dab will do you. Norton? Send a specimen to Nurse Ratchet.
It might be this commercial. It's a quickie.
This is the sound of dignity.
Oh, God.
For your older child who suffers bedwetting, you'd probably pay anything
bedwetting
to help
music.
Them wake to the pride of crisp, dry sheets. With new Sleep Dries,
like kids you
have
music.
To. Sleep Dries offer premium absorbency, but they cost less. They'll feel proud about their dry bed. You'll feel smart about the money you save.
Yeah.
New Sleep Dries. For mornings, everyone feels good about.
From the makers of Loves. Prices based on leading brand as of 12/31/2001.
Then again, if you can't afford the little thing for the bed and the kids are wetting, there's always the Andrea Yates solution.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
You're horrible.
Stop. Now, I don't get what that is. Is it a sheet? Is it a cover sheet? Because it sounds like the sound of dignity is a whoosh, like a sheet going out.
Something you cover his body and after you kill him for doing it. Now you don't have to be embarrassed because you have a bedwetting child. You kill him and throw him in the woods.
Oh, man.
Jesus. I just like when they come down and do it on the floor in front of company like Reagan in The Exorcist.
You're all going to die up there.
That now that's hot.
Scary and a sexy.
All at once.
Oh, you little devil. Huddle, huddle, get it?
Anthony, they left this clip out of the commercial.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's all gooey.
Yes,
little butters.
Little butters, I'm
little
sorry.
Little butters.
I can't tell what the sound of dignity is. Is it a diaper for the kid, or is it... No, because they got diapers.
Is the kid bobbing for dignity?
Maybe. It's a sheet.
It's the sound of 12-year-old Gary getting shot down by an opiate gang going to the Islanders game.
Oh, all right, Jimmy.
So now he wets the bed.
All right, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys suck.
Thank you. I'm glad that our listeners point out the silly commercials.
Yes.
That one is probably a silly commercial as far as our radio show goes.
Yeah.
We're the real advertisers.
Well,
we've kind of proven ourselves, but at this point...
I think we're at the point now where we might just have to call major companies ourselves and try to get them on the show.
It's not a bad idea.
We should do it on the air. It sounds a little wacky, but if it helps our show, goddammit, I'm willing to do it.
I want to be proud of some of the commercials that run on our show.
Ford Motor Company.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you know?
Verizon.
They wouldn't advertise to you guys because I can't think of the
you
word.
You stink. Controversial?
I was trying to say controversial, and I almost said conversational.
Ah.
I should be beaten with a rock.
Ah, just stab yourself repeatedly.
You are,
Jim?
I can't remember the word again.
Dan, what's going on?
Yeah, the sound of dignity is a mother smothering her child with a pillow. Jordan, you stink.
Controversial.
Controversial. It's just illusory.
Conversational.
Controversial. And they're afraid of upsetting, like Coke and those things. They're not, those are companies. They're not going to advertise on your show because,
I don't know. Maybe they do.
Guys, they're edgy.
Maybe they don't know. You know what it is?
They're
I think they need the personal touch.
What?
I think that's what it is. They need the personal touch because it goes through sales and their people on that end. And I just think we should talk to that one of the head muckety mucks there. And I don't know.
Dude, I forgot the word again. I swear to God.
I'm not even telling you.
I'm not
wasting any more time.
I'm falling into a bit of yours or something.
No, I'm not.
At this point, who cares?
You're right.
You need an anvil over your head.
Ebonics.
Wait. Controversial.
Hello?
Sir?
Walter?
Yep.
I meant to say hook up.
God's going to get you for that, Walter.
Walter.
Hey, guys.
Hold on a minute, okay?
All right.
We'll help you out. Ladies, we need you to call for Walter.
Thank you.
We'll explain in a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Walter likes when girls do certain things to him.
Yes.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Walter on our show?
No.
We haven't had him on in a while. Leslie, what's up?
Well, first I want to tell you that I love you guys.
Thank you.
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I look forward to making my dinner and coming in the kitchen and listening to you guys and having a good laugh.
Good.
But I'm a little disappointed.
Why?
Well, because I get in the car today at 3 o'clock, and I'm waiting to get a couple laughs, and all of a sudden I've got corn.
Corn, yeah.
I don't want to hear corn.
Yeah, you got.
I don't want to hear music.
Leslie.
I want to hear you guys. I want to laugh. If I want to hear music,
how weird
I'll,
is this?
You know, I'll put
it
on,
used to be.
Listen, look at my daughter.
Shut up and play the music.
Leslie.
I know. I remember that. You got to understand something, Leslie.
What's that?
Us playing the corn thing was it was kind of a, I don't know, a double-edged sword. On one thing, we wanted to hear it, and for a lot of music fans out there, the song rocks. It sounds great. And on the second side of that is we knew it was going to piss a lot of people off.
And that's why you got to bear with us.
Yeah, so if you weren't into that,
you got to allow us that one pleasure. It was only 4 minutes, but trust me.
No, but you know,
there
I,
are phone
I did
calls being
it.
Made
I
right now. Channel. People babbling back and forth. How did they get that? We didn't. What are we going to do now?
Exactly.
I don't know. Tape it off the Opie and Anthony show.
As
we'll
a matter of fact, Leslie.
Yes?
I hold in my hand a cease and desist from Sony Music.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the world premiere of the latest song from Korn.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy
there
for you guys.
It is.
But then I change the channel, and I give you a few minutes to play your song, and I come back, and it's on again.
Well, yeah.
Well, that was just to rub it in.
Double shot.
What are you doing to me?
We kind of like to kick people when they're down.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
See, we'll be the first to admit that.
Leslie.
It's not good enough to knock the person down and hurt them. Then we like to kick them.
As a fan of this program, you have to understand how much pleasure it gives us to really screw with somebody. And sometimes... you know, you got to take that into consideration.
That's, right.
Although a lot of people did enjoy the song, and I think it rocks. Makes me want to.
I didn't know the firm was back together. The firm. Yeah,
yes.
There's phone calls being made as we talk to Leslie.
Well, here, let me read this, Opie. March 14th, 2002, via facsimile and hand delivery. They weren't just going to let the old facsimile machine do its job. R.E. Corn here to stay. Dear Mr. Coleman. It's addressed to Jeremy Coleman.
Because he's sort of our program director.
Did Jeremy read this and just panic and run under his desk?
Yes, probably.
In fear?
He's got a little hard hat on now.
Is that what it is?
A little war helmet thing.
He's quite fearful.
He's in war mode.
He's quite fearful. Quite fearful indeed. Dear Mr. Coleman, we are informed that your station has obtained... and has been playing an unauthorized copy of the Korn track Here to Stay. The sound recording copyright and the exclusive exploitation and distribution right in this recording are owned by Sony Music Entertainment Incorporated. And this recording has not yet been released by us for broadcast or distribution. Your unauthorized possession or broadcast of Here to Stay and or your participation in its unauthorized reproduction infringes Sony's rights. Your premature broadcast will interfere with the successful promotion of the single and will result, get this, in serious and irreparable injury to Korn and Sony.
I think you'll get along. I think you'll be all right.
We demand that you immediately cease and desist, hence the word cease and desist, from any further broadcast of Here to Stay. Or you'll be held accountable in law and equity for the damage caused by your conduct. Very truly yours,
etc., etc.
All right, guys.
See, we did our job today.
So we this is the letter that tells us we can no longer play it.
We're going to hang that one up in our office. It proves that we had the world premiere of the corn song.
Put it with the rest of them.
Here to stay. All right. Thank you, Leslie.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. I enjoy your show, and take care.
Oh, Leslie?
Wait,
no. Actually, I do want her to stay. I know Jim was doing his thing there. Leslie?
Yeah.
Could you help us out with Walter?
What's the matter with Walter?
Well, he'll explain, okay?
All right.
Look at Dan from Hoboken. Did Jeremy run into the panic room? You know, the movie? The panic room. The door slammed shut. Jeremy's just hiding, looking at the video monitors. Security.
Hold on, Leslie. Here we go.
I'm here.
Here's Walter. Walter!
Hey!
We haven't talked to you in many, many months. We're now on in a lot of other cities since we last talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to explain to the new cities what you're all about.
Well, I'd rather you guys do it.
Oh, well, explain.
I'd rather you guys explain.
No. You tell everybody what you like, Walter.
I like it when girls laugh at me while I play with myself.
What?
Wow.
I couldn't hear that. Did you have marbles in it?
Well, hold on, because they probably dumped
they
out.
Might have, but
they
Leslie
might have dumped out. All I heard was Leslie go, what?
His name is Walter Kurtz, and he was the best the Army had to offer, and he likes it while girls laugh at him while he makes himself very happy.
Right, when he does things to himself.
Right.
So he will do things to himself, and he likes girls to laugh at him.
Right.
Laugh your goddamn heads off.
Walter, what kind of laugh do you like?
A real laugh.
A real... Why is this a turn on to you?
Because it is.
Something to do with his mother? I guarantee your mother. Was she domineering or really castrating?
No.
Come on, it's got to go back to that.
No, it doesn't.
You don't
Walter,
know...
Walter, how old are you?
What?
How old are you?
I'm in my 20s.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
You sound
a lot
like
older.
It.
I thought he was an old guy.
Nope.
Leslie, are you looking for a little excitement today from your radio show? You want to help us out?
All I have to do is laugh.
Yeah, I don't think it's cheating. I think your husband will be okay with this.
He's probably listening right now.
Walter, are you ready, let's say?
Yeah, I'm ready.
How ready are you?
Really ready.
Ugh. All right, Leslie?
Okay, yeah.
Can you give him a real laugh?
Well, you guys make me laugh.
No, you know what it is? You know how to act a little bit, right?
Yeah, so, I mean,
well,
do I give a full-out horse
do
laugh
full
or a
out
giggle?
Laughing and just keep it going.
All right.
Like, keep it going and just keep laughing at him and mock him like, oh, Walter, oh, God, you know.
Like, Walter, you're such a freak.
Yeah, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just laugh at him.
All yeah. right.
All right, here we go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Walter, you freak! What are you doing? You psycho freak! How was that?
Keep going.
Keep going?
Well, Walter, what'd you think?
Not good.
Not
good enough.
Well, we gotta
Walter, enough. Come on.
I heard a couple of ohs.
Hey, college here.
How about this? Does this help?
Oh, wow.
Leslie.
You are sick.
All right, I'm going to hang up on very good, Leslie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It helped me.
Do we have any other
ladies? If you were to splash into a bathtub, it would have helped even more.
Oh, off the dock. Black man took him.
We need more ladies to laugh at Walter.
That's what she said.
As we say hi to Colin Quinn.
Colin.
I'll tell you, we could all use a good laugh with some of the news that's going on these days, right?
Wow. Right into it.
That's how I opened my act.
Yes. Colin.
Colin, we were like just loving your show.
Saw the show.
We were all over the radio the next day going, oh my God.
First of all, nothing like it on TV. It's what we need. It's funny. It has nothing to do with being politically correct.
Yeah.
It's honestly just funny.
Thanks. They said in the paper it's the bravest show since She's the Sheriff.
Really? Wow, that is brave.
That's pretty impressive.
It was good. It reminded me of the original Saturday Night Live when it first came out, like in the early 70s. when it was just like the mid-70s, where you tune in and go, holy, what are they doing? You can't do what it was. Very funny on it. Who be winning? that one killed me, the line.
Well, I thought that was a little too much.
Oh, did you?
That guy really pushes the envelope.
So how many shows are they going to give you?
Oh, they give us a vote of confidence. Three.
Three shows.
Yeah.
The first one did well, though, right?
Not really. Ratings-wise?
Not
what?
It did all right. It plummeted from Fear Factor.
Really?
I mean, plummeted.
Who cares about Fear Factor?
It plummeted. No, but it's still, they're happy with it, you know.
Yeah.
They're probably going to end up picking up, though. Right, well, Jim, you watched that 80s show. I told you to watch our show, but you put on Becker, which pissed me off.
Becker.
But it was a good episode.
I'm surprised I didn't see Jim Norton on the show. All your other friends were on.
Norton's coming on this next show.
Oh.
We're going to start rotating. You know, we just want to bring everybody in, you know.
That would really hurt, but I couldn't say, because the show is called, actually, Colin and All His Friends But Norton.
I felt like I was at the Comedy Cellar watching the show.
Exactly.
I saw, like, the opening 10 minutes, the monologue, and it was just brilliant. I was so happy. It was like... To see that
look
on
how
network.
Angry
it was great, though. It was edgy. It was smart.
Anybody,
garbage.
you got to run that past people?
There was a few little glitches, but everybody, they were fine with it.
Really?
But I told them from the beginning, if you don't like, it's not going to be cursing. If you don't like ethnic stuff, you know, you might as well not do the show. That's what the whole thing is, you know.
And
they were fine with it.
Said it's cool and went.
Yeah, I guess
so. That's great.
All right, hold on. We got to get Walter off, and then we'll...
Oh, damn, yeah.
Do you know what's going on here, Colin?
No, somebody laughs at him and he gets off on that?
Yeah.
I figured that out pretty quick, huh?
I didn't know when you stepped in. He's like the real deal, though. Walter, you want to give this another try?
Yeah.
All right. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Walter. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn.
I didn't know Slip Mahoney was a sex
slipper.
Mahoney. Hey, you know what? What do we got to give away? We got to give something to the lady that, you know...
Gets him to finish?
Yeah, makes it happen for Walter. We got tons of stuff?
Yeah.
Dawn, we got tons of stuff in the prize closet, so if you put them over the top, then we're going to give you something, okay?
Okay. All right. I want to know first how big his junk is.
Ooh.
Walter, how big is your junk?
It's really big.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure
it's really big.
It's probably pathetic. Hi, Dawn.
What?
I said hi to Dawn.
Hi, Cabal. Are you in... What's your ethnic background, sir?
Cajun.
Greek.
You're Greek?
So yeah. Like Cajun.
Cajun.
Hello, Don.
Hi there, Don.
Hi, Don.
My junk is really...
He sounds so pathetic. I'm in Manhattan right now. I had to pull my car over. That's how pathetic he is.
Nice. All right, you might be the one that puts him over the top, because I think he likes the pathetic angle. All right.
Oh, my God.
Walter, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
If Dawn's ready.
All right, go ahead, Dawn.
I wish I had a speakerphone so everyone could know how pathetic and what a loser you are. Oh, my God.
No, you got to laugh at him.
I am laughing.
No, you just have to keep laughing at him.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is so funny. Oh, yes. She's you the are winner. Too
Wait, we have another girl that wants to try. Hold on a second. Yes.
But she already won.
All right, but hold
what?
On.
It's over.
Dawn already won.
That was it?
Yeah.
It doesn't take long.
She laughs like a 3-pack-a-day Denny's waitress.
Oh, my God. No, I do not.
Yeah, it's just like... this phlegmy hiss.
Well, this other girl wanted to laugh.
Grand slam breakfast.
Well, Dawn already won. I'm sorry.
Ugh. Did you know?
Yes.
You know...
Did it just bubble out in a slow, sluggish fashion?
Yeah.
Awful man.
Yeah.
I can't tell
no
if he's
range,
a
right. Bubbling oil.
I can't tell if he's a pervert or a fledgling sitcom wannabe. You got problems.
All right, well, Dawn, I guess you won.
Cool.
I couldn't do my Lewis Black joke.
That's actually how Voss gets off, too. He just does that in front of 50 people. Please, just laugh.
Just laugh, please.
Walter, you don't have any more in you because there's a tag team that wants in.
There's a tag team.
You can save it for your memory bank for later.
Yeah. We got two girls.
Lord knows I've done that. Well,
let's hear what they sound like.
All right, Dawn, hold on. We're going to give you something.
Tape it, Walter.
Okay. We got tickets to see Jim Norton at Town Hall on April 18th. We got, we got some PlayStation 2 games.
I want the tickets to see Norton.
Really? That's a surprise, because I would have taken the PlayStation games.
All right, hold on the line.
Nah.
But then again, I don't need tickets.
Hubla, hubla. Hardy har. All right, we got two girls on the line.
Oh. All right, who's on the line?
Mar and Laura.
Laura and Mayor. Come on, get it right.
Well, it's spelled...
Laura and Mayor.
You're a little testy, honey.
Yeah,
huh? Take it down a notch.
We can laugh. Come on, give us Walter.
Hey, Walter.
Hi.
Walter's there. Go ahead.
Hi, Walter.
Hi, honey.
Hi, girls.
Come on, Walter. You can do it.
How you girls doing?
Walter, we'll talk you through it. Hello, Walter.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're supposed to laugh at the guy.
You're pathetic, Walter. Oh, yeah, Walter. Come on.
Thanks.
Walter, anything?
No. I told you, Dawn already won.
What?
Oh, that's some guy that sounds just like De Niro.
Sounds De Niro and Big Dawn.
We know Dawn. Dawn's the winner, so.
All right, ladies. He already completed.
All right.
But you guys,
What do we get?
You get.
Please don't say Walter.
Hold on, we'll give you some.
You'll get nothing and like it.
But it. Walter completed with Dawn.
You'll get nothing and like it, Spalding.
Walter's accent. Walter, you sound like a retard from a John Woo film.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, that pissed him off.
All right, Walter.
Thanks a lot. He really got emotion in his voice.
All right, boys.
That's something Lady Di would say if you said that to him.
Why I oughta.
Thanks a million.
Well, Walter, we'll help you out again in the future, all right?
All right.
There he goes, Walter.
Yeah. Take it easy.
There you go. Scram.
That is disturbing, man. He completed with Dawn.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes.
Girls laughing at him.
David.
All right.
David, real fast.
Yeah.
You have the same fetish?
Hell yeah.
What is it?
Much fun, man, when girls laugh at me.
Why?
Why is it fun?
I don't know why. It's just like I get off so fast.
Girls laugh at you.
Yeah. It's so humiliating. It's just like so much fun.
Who humiliated you when you were young?
Oh, I guess my mother did.
Was it? That's interesting.
Oh, Dr. Drew's here.
No, I'm interested. It's the why would you get...
And you got the same type of voice as Walter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what you should do? Get a girl over there and put on Notting Hill. That gets them going every time. That's just a funny movie.
All right.
Nodding off. That's what I was doing during that piece of crap.
All right, David.
Okay.
Bye.
Wait, David.
That is weird. That...
I've never heard of that fetish.
No.
Yeah,
no. I know.
No.
Suddenly laying down and having a little yellow loveliness shot all over you. Doesn't seem so odd, does it, boys? tastes popcorn-y. Party started.
I think the country owes Jim an apology.
Yeah. Colin Quinn's here. We'll catch up with him next, okay? Yes. Can I see your taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Between the peach and the balloon knot.
Can we see your butt?
Nice. I would have to just blank on your chin.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Okay, terrific.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Colin Quinn in the studio, but on our phone, Anthony.
Yes.
I think Entertainment Tonight wants him, so we only have a few minutes with him.
Oh, damn.
The big loser.
Oh, no, don't call him that.
From the celebrity boxing thing last night, it's Barry Williams.
Barry, if I may say, I'm sorry. What a performance on Fox's celebrity boxing. I watched it last night, and Danny Bonaducci, I got to say, it made you his biatch.
He did connect a couple times, didn't he?
A couple?
Barry!
Barry, whenever you two got into fist range of each other, you were on the canvas. I started thinking you were on a pay-per-knockdown basis. It was amazing, but you kept getting up. I'll give you that.
Hey, I got in the ring.
Okay, that was a stupid move.
That was a good move, sure.
Well, you know, there are just things that we do for things we believe in. And first of all, I naively thought maybe I could actually take him down.
Wow.
But the other thing is, I get to do some good for a charity I care about.
Well, bravo, you did good for a charity, so something good came out of this. When did you realize that you were in trouble?
Oh, about midway down to my knees the first time.
Really? The first knockdown?
I knew I was going to be okay because I didn't he didn't knock me out, but I was thinking, oh my God, this is not good.
What is it? You get hit and your legs just collapse on you?
You don't really know. The next thing you know is you're looking up at the world.
You look like a newborn calf.
Colin, it's a little like doing a stand-up routine that flops. You know what I mean?
You know? Uh-oh. Did you know he's a third-degree black belt, Danny Bonaducci?
I do now.
And he's kind of built like a fire plug,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he went after you, and he had that right hand that when it connected with the side of your head, it was over.
Yeah, well, the you know what happened? I got 10 days to train for this fight.
Oh, no. Man.
10 days, right? So I'm training like I'm used to boxing, which is having punches come out of your shoulder. He's roundhousing me.
Yep, that's what he was doing. He was coming around on the side of your head.
With some lightning speed, and I swear to God, I did not see it coming.
Yeah.
I felt if I could have defended it, you know, maybe I could. He would have been open, and I'd get a right in there. But he was pretty strong.
Hey, Barry, at least you didn't look as ridiculous as Vanilla Ice did.
Oh,
that was really brutal. Or how about Paula Jones, thank you very much.
Yeah. Trying to run out of the ring at any given moment. She kept turning around and running away.
I know. Yeah, real great boxing technique there.
Well, maybe that's something you should have tried, Barry, because when you faced him, you were down.
It was not pretty. It was not pretty, but, you know, I had a job to do. My job was to stand in there and take it as long as I could. And then they called the fight on me. Not that I was particularly disappointed.
Yeah, I noticed your corner threw in the towel after. How many knockdowns was that?
I think two. Maybe it was three. I don't know.
I think it
was
might have been
it was
four.
One too many. That's for darn sure.
And when you went down the last time, the corner threw the towel in. And I noticed even when you tried to get up, you were having a little trouble. Would you have gotten up if they didn't throw the towel in?
I did get up. And I went over to the corner and I said, are we going to finish this? And they said, no. And I said, okay.
And that was that. They said, Barry, the fight was 2 days ago.
You know, here's the thing. You know, you get asked to do some of these crazy things, and you figure them out, and then sometimes you find out, oh, well, you know what? Maybe I'm not 27 years old anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are you going to be changing your name?
From the Butcher?
Maybe a Muslim name.
Switch to Muslim. It seems to work.
Barry Muhammad.
I would, except I get tired of getting checked and screened at the airport.
Oh, at the airports. Yeah.
Don't you know Muhammad Barry Williams?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Don't you wish you could go back to like when you were 12 and he was 10 and just beat his brains in?
Oh, you have no idea.
See, now I think during the Brady Bunch Partridge Family reign on television, you could have kicked his little redheaded ass.
No question, and I should have gotten that picture out of my head.
Oh, is that it? You saw the little Danny Partridge.
Well, see, I knew he'd done some training and stuff, but I didn't realize
the guy was
all his anger from rehab into boxing and karate.
But before that, he was in like Thailand for years, like fighting in the Kumite and stuff.
In between bedding down young boys, I believe.
Now wait a minute.
Well,
transvestite. I mean, you're talking. You know, you can talk trash before the fight, but not after.
Well, come on, the guy beat up a tranny.
Yes, and trannies are there to be loved and paid.
As Norton knows.
We don't agree with that kind of ungentlemanly.
I have to say, at least so far, Danny's been pretty gracious in his victory.
He has.
And he's even expressed the idea that he was concerned himself after the first round, which I guess just pissed him off.
Yeah.
And you know, he prevailed. That's, you know, what can I do?
Any chance for a rematch, Barry?
Oh, sure, with you.
You know,
the way you're talking that trash, Anthony, I think, you know.
No.
You know, Norton's going to mud wrestle the kid to play Jeremy on the Partridge Family. At Foxwoods.
No. It's the girl that played Jerry on the Facts of Life.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a fight you could do. Hey, Matt wants in on this. Matt, what's up?
Yo, after the fight, to hear Danny say the reason he was able to hang in there so long is he spent most of the 80s in a daze.
Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah.
And well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but one of the things he bragged about was getting off his medication before the fight. I think he's on lithium or something like that.
Oh, really?
So he was definitely, you know, fired up, primed up, ready to go.
He pulled a Tyson on you. That's what Tyson does. He gets off all the drugs.
They take him off the Zoloft.
Yeah,
Tyson's on the Zoloft, and then they put him in a cage and take the medication away. And then when he's really crazy and he's throwing Samsonite luggage around, they throw him into the ring and let him just destroy. And then they actually, I've heard this, without the Zoloft in him, the corner people, they actually have to shoot him with tranquilizer darts and then pull him into the pickup truck and relocate him so he doesn't break into the local, because wherever the city is they're holding the match, usually they find him, you know, Mike Tyson's at the dump, you know, he's pawing through the trash. It's dangerous for the children. So they relocate him where he can get back on the Zola.
You want to know what's the scariest thing about this whole match?
Wow.
We trounced the competition. Fox pulled in like their second highest entertainment special ever. And we wiped out West Wing, and I think we have more to see. So submit your requests.
It made the front page of the paper here in New York.
Yeah, people love stuff like this. I mean, you know, people beating each other up, and not just boxers anymore. It's really great. I think
it's lovely to be part of a sideshow.
Ron and Fez were talking how great it would be to have kids fighting, and I think we're close to that.
Having
like 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, just put them in a ring and let them beat the crap out of each other. I watch. That'd be fun. Old people, geriatrics, just getting out there from the home and pounding each other.
They have to stop a fight because your prostate falls out.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, he just hit his colostomy bag. It's a mess. They're skating all over the ring, you know?
I want to know how Todd Bridges kept in such great shape over the years.
Jail.
Barry, he looked like Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
The guy, he was sporting some nice B's, maybe C cups. Maybe that's what it was. He wanted to get the fight over with as quickly as possible to get his shirt back on. Because he just destroyed Vanilla Ice.
He really
did.
Yeah, that
was not pretty.
He
ran
after him. Now, I had just seen 2 days ago that HBO special on the prisons. And they were showing closed-circuit clips of the yard fights.
Yes.
Where they just run after each other and just start pounding as hard as they can. And that's exactly what Little Willis was doing.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Ran after him and just started hitting him. And Vanilla Ice couldn't take it.
His time in jail with the S.A.s was well spent.
Yes.
I think if Ice were smart, he would have taken my cue and just gone down.
Yeah, but you kept getting up.
I know. Well, listen, you know.
I think Barry could take the Iceman, though.
It's funny. When you get in that ring and that bell goes off, it's primal. That's all I can tell you. It's primal.
A little nerve-wracking.
No kidding. Hey, that is dangerous.
Hey, Barry, John on line 11 says, what did Barry do with the money? You should tell everyone, because you're the only one that didn't put the money in your pocket.
That's, do you know Howie D from the Backstreet Boys? He lost his sister to lupus. And he started a foundation called the Doro Lupus Foundation. I've done concerts for him, and I am sliding the money over to them. And the research is very promising, and maybe we can help some people there.
There you go.
Bravo, Barry Williams.
Everyone else put it in their back pocket.
Hey, did you catch the little pseudo tattoo on Danny's back?
Yeah, a couple of the people were wearing that.
Yeah, it was worth another $5,000-$10,000.
Oh, was it?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
We should have put some advertising on your back, Barry.
Yeah, what should it have said? O&A forever?
Well,
if we thought you would have won the fight.
Yeah, right. I could have put Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Yeah. You know what? We would have paid for that.
That would have been good.
Then you could put it toward a charity. No problem.
Then that little round girl who came out, you know, might have come out without her top on.
The round girl, Paula Jones?
No, the girl with the
I
held
thought
up the
you
sign.
Meant the round girl.
The sign between the rounds.
I understand now what you're saying.
Well, I hope you're not too disappointed.
Well,
I mean, we've been friends.
It was great. It was great to just watch. People love watching people get beat up. I don't care who the hell you are. And to just see you know, we remember you as young Greg Brady, and now getting the crap beat out of you by young Danny Partridge. It was amazing to watch, Barry.
Yeah, you just can't get better TV than that.
Now, do you have any line on who might be the next celebrity boxing?
No, I don't. I've been trying to think, but I don't know exactly. Colin, do you have any ideas?
Any other Bradys?
Well, you know, I actually took over for Chris Knight. That's how come I didn't get much warning on this.
Now, why didn't Chris Knight do it?
Well, maybe he's smarter than I am.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I want to see Alice fight.
Are you crazy?
I want to see you fight Alice.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But maybe we should do the mud wrestling thing like A's got going on.
Hey, is it true the USA Today had a caption that said Barry spent most of the time on the mat?
It better not be.
Hey, would you allow the show to advertise on your stomach, considering that most of the time you're on your back in the ring?
Thank you very much.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I was just going to tell you how much I liked your television show, too.
Isn't that horrible?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't Colin.
Oh, sorry.
Me and Norton sound exactly alike on the radio. It's crazy.
Norton will be on the next Colin Quinn show.
Yeah, he will be on.
Yes.
But Colin...
Listen, as far as crazy events go...
Yeah.
You two would be pretty hard to top.
Well,
with your naked girls in the glass buses and.
Yeah. Well, maybe Fox will pick up on that. Yeah. Naked girls and glass buses beating each other.
Well, you certainly had your play from the Post and from the NYPD and from USA Today.
Yeah, and CNN too.
And CNN. That's right.
All right, Barry. We know you got an interview to do. So.
Hey, Colin.
Yes.
Good luck with your show, man.
Thanks, Barry.
Love you.
Thank you.
And ONA, you know, who else am I going to talk to the day after, for God's sake?
I know,
cool,
Barry.
That?
Thank you. Thank Barry you. Williams.
All right, you got it, man.
Come on in when you're in New York.
You got it.
All right,
see
Barry
you.
Williams.
Bye.
Okay.
I didn't
Barry
know
Williams.
I thought he had a tattoo on his back. It said, Robert Reed was here.
Jesus.
He's the first one to make jokes like that,
you're
though.
Barry
horrid.
Williams.
Robert Reed.
He was the first celebrity fights, though. Fighting the HIV, and he lost. knocked out.
Opie and Anthony.
What do you think this show is?
It's a mix between a curious bemusement and outright horror.
It's absolutely disgusting.
It's awful.
Filth and trash.
It's really bad, but it's really good.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
Check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. Colin Quinn in the studio.
Yeah.
It's time for remote control.
Remote control?
Remote control.
72 Whooping Cough Lane. Kenova's address on remote control.
Ah, there you go.
I used to have to announce it.
Kenova.
Kenova.
You know, our own Earl was on that show. We brought this up before. He said he was on remote control.
And
our own Black Earl. And for some reason... No one has a tape of this. We can't get it. We'd love to see how he fared.
Well, I recall not many black people on our show, and none of them did very well.
Yeah, I think he actually went all the way.
Really?
He was strapped to the bed, and, yeah.
Can't you go through MTV?
We would kill for that tape.
I know.
We've been searching for it for over a year.
We had a dinner after, our friend Ted was MTV guy that died.
Yeah.
And we had a dinner, and somebody mentioned to me, remote control, these are the big wigs, and they casually mentioned that the MTV tapes are lost.
They never...
The remote control tapes, I mean.
Really?
They're lost.
That was
wow.
a great
Where
show.
The hell they go? Who the hell knows?
No one knows. They'll turn up someday in the future and end up like the Honeymooners Lost episodes.
Yeah. Those were a big success.
Yeah. The Bad Honeymooners?
Yeah.
Dan. You ever see when those come on? You're psyched for a Honeymooners episode. They come on and you're like, the lousy Lost episodes.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to watch that.
When we subpoenaed the remote control tapes, they said they'd been lost. That's your government. Remember, you're dying king.
Dan, what's going on?
Not too much, man.
All right.
I got the inside tip on the next celebrity fight.
Oh, yeah?
Larry Flint and Christopher Reeve.
Oh, bumper cars.
Oh, steel chair match.
Nice. Someone else is suggesting Gary Coleman and Emmanuel.
Okay, guys.
That would be great. They could do a little joust, like a motorized wheel. Clang.
How about Boomer Esiason and Doug Flutie?
I'm out of here.
Yeah, so am I, man. TJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to tell Colin I really dig the show, and I'm looking forward to the next two.
Oh, thanks.
But also, guys, it's almost 5:20. You better do something good and funny.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Colin, 5:20 is the time when the most people are listening to us.
Really?
So we
got to go listen to myself.
So we always save our best bit of the day for 5:20.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't know what that is.
Who told you guys that? The marketing people?
We've broken it down into minutes and quarter hours. And
we're looking at this quarter hour. We got three options for the 5:20 bit today.
Uh-huh.
We can hang with Colin. Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, I'll be there anyway.
Yeah, true.
What about Retarded Laverne and Shirley?
No, not today.
Wouldn't that be great?
We have.
I want to bring them on my show.
Do you?
You should.
Just have them sit there. Hey, how are you? They can just talk. But like, as the comic is trying to say something, they're just going, you're very funny. Can I get an autograph from you? Oh, my! I'd love to see Patrice's huge, meaty, black fist go right into one of their faces.
Colin,
on live television.
I mean, the show is great, but I guarantee if you put them on to just start the show or something, you will have every O&A listener.
Hey, how are you?
Guaranteed. Yeah. You got to write something for them. Well, they write themselves, though. In a little sketch. You don't want... Just have them... I don't know.
The retard of the furniture.
We have a brand new song from Q that makes fun of all the races again.
Ah, very good. It's a St. Patty's Day.
Could that be the 5:20 bit today? And now we got a junk doctor on the line, too. Ooh.
Dr. Whitehead is his name, and he's a penis surgeon. Dr. Whitehead.
Yeah, this is Dr. Whitehead.
Hi, Dr. Whitehead. Oh. You are on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, boy, this ain't going to be the first
one. I know that.
Bit.
And we want to know a little bit about what you do, Dr. Whitehead.
Well, Dr. Whitehead's a urologist in New York City. And the organization is New York Phalloplasty.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is we make patients longer and wider.
Oh, you do you?
Really?
And that is done through, now I've heard other methods that are used. What is your method?
Well, there are different methods. We're talking about surgery.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The surgical techniques can either be a fat injection technique for widening, or putting in some of the patient's own skin for widening, or the technique that I prefer, which I consider to be the state of the art, is donated skin from the cadaver. It's like a kidney transplant or a heart transplant.
All right, slow the F down.
Can I stop now?
Slow the F down.
Hold the phone now, Dr. Whitehead.
Dead guy skin on your junk to make it bigger.
We take skin from the cadaver, which is purified.
Purified cadaver skin.
How do you purify dead guy skin?
Well, it goes to a laboratory. It's called the tissue laboratory.
A laboratory. And then?
And it makes it pure so there's no transmission.
Now, wait a minute. You put it underneath the skin of your own member?
Well, not of my member, but
well,
of the
you know
patient's
what I mean.
Member.
And it's skin, but it doesn't really, you don't see it on the outside.
You don't see it on the outside. It's the undersurface of the skin called the dermis.
So you're doubling up the skin.
That's right. It's a dermal matrix graft.
To get that Italian tuna can type of schlong. As opposed to the big, long Negro
what if
schlongs.
What if the cadaver is Japanese, doctor?
Yeah, so what race is the best to use for the skin for the member widening?
Well, guess what? God made the inside, the dermis, exactly the same on all races.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're all pink on the inside.
Now listen, Dr. Whitehead, if that's your real name.
Sir, is there a scar on the mule from the surgery?
Ooh.
There is no scar from the donation of the site because it's coming freely from somebody else that's deceased, which is really an advance.
But what about your own member? Does that get scarred?
Yes, of course. Whenever you do surgery, you have to make an incision.
Well, where do you make the incision? Hold on.
Hold on, guys.
Hold on. Where is it?
There's two incisions. There's one in the pubic hair, so it's concealed.
Okay.
And there's... And that's also actually concealed.
It is.
So it's almost not noticeable. Whenever a surgeon does any surgery, there's always a scar, and we always have to see it's noticeable, but with very fine plastic surgical technique.
Colin is now looking for the valley right now. He's searching down his path. Look for the valley.
I need in on the valley.
Now, is it on the top side of the unit or the bottom side that you're talking about?
Oh, it's on the bottom side.
You're absolutely right. You were right the first time. It's on the top side. If you look at the penis head on, it's from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock, so it's just the top half.
All right. Where's the valley there?
There's no valley there.
Yes, it is. He's talking about where the helmet stops.
Oh,
that's
okay. Right there. That's more of a wall than a valley.
Yeah.
Well, it's right,
like a mesa.
Yeah.
It's more of, is it a plateau?
Yeah.
Something
right.
like that.
It's the last part of the rock climb.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, valley is a very
you always have that
valley, you have to
term.
Dip down first and then come back up. We're looking, if you go across the top of your junk, you're hitting the helmet.
It's like an overhang.
It's behind the overhang. It's concealed right in the valley, which is really nice.
By the shadow.
That's great.
Stop saying valley.
Hey, Doc, do you get to last longer because you got dead guy skin on your junk?
Ooh, does it affect the sensation, Dr.
Whitehead?
It's
a good question. It's actually two questions. First of all, you don't get to last longer because it's got nothing to do with sexual function.
Uh-huh.
And because it's dead guy skin, it means nothing. It's put in there. It's like the scaffolding on a building. There's
only
no brick.
Dead guy scaffold.
What happens is you're putting in the dead person, the cadaver's skin, which has been purified, and your own skin goes in there to make it really your own.
Wow.
It becomes your own. So you've got a double thickness.
Where do you take the skin from if it's your own?
You don't take it from yourself. That's the beauty of it. So there's no donor sites. There's no incision.
Where do you take it from on the cadaver then?
It comes from the tissue bank. I have no idea.
Man, that's God's little joke on everybody. You're a straight guy, you die, and your skin is used
in another man's junk.
And
who
it might
knows?
Be a gay guy.
And it could
you know
be
what?
That
you're
not
what?
Putting the skin of a man ass around your junk.
Listen, don't bury your organs. God needs them here on earth.
Hey, I'll bury my organ wherever I want.
Yeah.
Dr. Whitehead.
Colin Quinn wants
I like
to
burying
speak.
My organ while I'm alive.
Dr. Whitehead, Colin Quinn has a question.
Doctor, okay. Do you think you'll ever have a client from either Harlem, Bedford-Stuyvesant, or Brownsville in your entire life?
Absolutely.
Come on now. Let's don't be ridiculous.
I've had them.
Really?
I'm going to tell you something remarkable. You want to listen carefully now?
I'm listening so carefully.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Virtually all of the men that have this surgery are completely normal. They just want to be larger.
Are you hung, Doc?
They just want to be larger. Do you do it yourself, Doc?
I do the surgery myself.
Have you had it done on yourself?
No, sir.
No, you're fine with your manhood.
You got a large mule?
It's called perceived penile inadequacy. The guys are normal. They would just like to be larger, and we're able to do it.
What if your girlfriend has that?
Are you happy with your size, Doc?
I'm very happy with mine.
Now, what is the guy like? Well, you're saying that the guys that come to have this done are of normal, average size?
They're all normal. Very, very few are very small, and just the same, very, very few are, you know, right on the top percentage.
But Doc, I have a question. What if you're doing the surgery and you don't put the skin in properly, and then some girl goes home with a mouthful of dead skin?
Oh, God. Norton, that could not possibly happen, Norton. Please, we're talking with Dr. White.
Whoever asked that question doesn't understand what I said.
Absolutely. That's Jim Norton, and he's an idiot, and he'll be appearing at Town Hall.
April 18th. If you want to see more of his idiocy. Doc.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you something. What is average diameter or circumference, and what do you then boost it up to?
Okay. The average length...
Yes.
Now, we're talking in the flaccid state.
Right.
And the width is about... divide an inch by 2.54.
Isn't that a centimeter?
That's a centimeter.
What are you saying centimeter for? That's annoying me.
It's centimeter.
It's a centimeter.
Yeah.
C-E-N-T, centimeter.
It's not the Washington Monument. It's cent.
What are you,
Madonna? About 8 centimeters.
Okay.
Is about 2.5 inches.
Okay. 2.5 by 6 soft? Who's got that? That's a lot.
6 soft? That's stretched out,
that's
right?
That's a big mouthful of mule.
No, yeah. We're talking the stretch.
Big, delicious mouthful of mule.
A big, delicious, lucky boy to get the hold of that mouthful. Sometimes you stand around, you're comparing with your friends, you're all laughing.
Doc?
Yep.
Yes, Doc.
I'm still here.
Is it okay to be a grower instead of a shower?
Now, let me get this right now. The average stretch length is about 6 inches.
Right.
5.5 to 6.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay? Now, the flaccid, okay? And what we're able to do, now I hope you guys are sitting down and you're serious, because this is serious stuff, okay? Because these guys are normal, and they want to have elective surgery because they want to feel better about themselves.
Right.
Okay? We're able to give them approximately 1 inch added length and approximately 30% increase in circumference. That's about a one-third.
Wow.
All right. How do you make it longer?
What we do is we release the suspensory ligament.
Yeah.
Ah.
I've heard of this. Let me explain and tell me if I'm right. You kind of cut down near the, can we say the base?
It's the base, right?
And then you pull like it's a cord from a vacuum cleaner.
You know, the last part I don't get. The first part.
Well, you know those vacuum cleaners,
the retractable cord.
Exactly. You know where the cord is.
He is a cleaning lady. He's a doctor.
And you pull the vacuum cord out. Let's say.
What you
do
is
from the vacuum.
Let me put it in a way that you can understand, because you know what? I hope you've got 100,000 viewers, but you're confusing them.
Viewers are looking at their radio like
that. Let them visualize this, okay?
Okay, all right.
The penis, half of the penis is actually inside the body.
Not the tasty half.
Penises.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Dr. Whitehead?
What are they dumping out?
Can I explain something to you real quickly first? We have a problem on this station with the word penis. If it's used in any other context, then probably just the way I said it. So what you have to do, if you could, for us, is say member.
Okay, we'll talk about the member.
Yes, thank you.
Half of the member is inside the body, and the other half is on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a course. It goes up towards the
By the way, which is strange.
What you see hanging on the outside is the outside. So there's actually a V. So what we do is we release the top of that V, which is touched to the bone.
Yes.
Pubic bone. And now the penis does not become any longer.
Or the member.
The member. The member does not become any longer. What happens is that a little bit of what is inside is now brought to the outside, and it appears longer.
But isn't that also supposed to be there to hold things up to attention?
No.
Like a mast? Won't it actually now not face north, but somewhere in the easterly direction?
That's a wonderful question, because many people have asked that, and if the surgery is done correctly, and the release is not too far back, there should be very, very unusual circumstances.
We're getting things. Jerry Falwell is cutting out of everything. See, we have a dump guy, he's called, and he dumps out of our show with a digital delay, Dr. Whitehead, and he is cutting, much like you do that tasty ligament, he is cutting out of our show.
Why does he cut out of the show when you can say this kind of stuff on Love Lines if it's talked about medically?
Because that's after 10 o'clock.
It's called the safe harbor.
But we're talking about this in a way that I do believe would be fine and dandy.
No one's goofing on it.
I know. It's something this doctor does. And let me tell you something. If it would be advertised on this show, they'd be able to say it, right?
Yeah.
Right? As long as the vultures could get their talons into some cash.
Now, doctor, let me ask you a hypothetical question. What if you got a guy whose member already kind of leans a little too far to the left? Hypothetically. I'm not talking about anyone in particular.
Okay, most of the time...
The thing leans to the left.
Most of the time, that when that happens, that's entirely normal. Remember, we'll bend...
Wait, wait, you cannot say that because the dump guy is going to jump out of that. So
can you believe what we have to...
Christian Coalition won't
be upset.
The
doctor can't
what
even
we
say.
Have to deal with here...
Ridiculous.
Can you believe what we have to deal with? We want to talk openly and honestly about what you do, Dr. Whitehead, but we have a dump guy and someone censoring our program.
Although he may not be dumping out of this. He may be whacking his bag listening.
Yeah, I think that's probably closer to what's
going on. That's not going to help you get what you want. You know, everything's political.
Yeah, screw him. All right, go ahead, Mr. Dr. Whitehead. He's saying that it's normal. It's normal if it hangs one way or the
other.
Exactly. All right. And, Doctor, how we're getting a lot of questions. How much does each of these procedures run?
Well, we really haven't talked about the procedures. We ought to be specific. There's one procedure to make the member longer.
Yes.
Ooh. There's another procedure to make it wider.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Most of the guys wish to have the member made longer and wider at the same time.
Right.
Sir, I have a question for you. Is there anything you could put on the end of it so that when a woman is say, finished servicing... that she just dies.
Would you stop it, Norton? Dr. Whitehead, I apologize for Jim Norton.
Yeah, Dr. Whitehead, it's ridiculous.
If you want to see what he looks like so you can hate him more, just go to eatabullet.com.
He's already got me in Dutch with Barry Williams, Doc.
Oh, you know what? If you guys are talking about the websites, tell your listeners to... Tell your listeners... Now, hold on now. Sit down and relax.
All right, I'm relaxed.
Tell your listeners to look at this website.
Okay.
It's www.drwhitehead.com.
Oh. You got pictures of the procedure?
drwhitehead.com.
All right.
You've got pictures of before and afterwards.
Ooh. You do?
And everybody will understand what we're able to do. Ooh. drwhitehead.com.
Ah!
Wow!
Ah! Turn around.
Wow!
You can't.
Why? You can say
what is this guy Norton again? We got to get rid of him.
I know. We're trying.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, but those are two different. Look.
Yeah.
Oh my God! No, that's a.
I think the second one is more delicious and appetizing.
Are you guys pulling up my website now?
Yeah, we're looking at it now.
Yes, we are looking at the before and after shots. I want to see the widening pictures.
Yeah.
Is what I want to see, but it's going to be very hard to get to these pictures because people are now pounding the website. Mm. Doc, you are going to get so many hits on your website.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we send out packages to everybody that contacts us.
Packages.
That's got a lot of information.
Bet you it's a big one.
Yeah. I like a wide and long one.
Well, it's froze up now, see, and your website getting pounded. Tom has a question. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you got a question for the good doctor? Tom?
Hello?
Yes, speak, you jackass. Tom. Tom.
Talk.
Talk.
You.
Yeah,
talk.
You saying hello like a moron. What's your name?
Dr. Whitehead.
Hold on. What's your name?
John.
Whatever.
Sorry, man. Hey, Dr. Whitehead, if surrounding the mule with dead skin makes it larger, wouldn't Jeffrey Dahmer have the largest schlong in the world?
No.
What type of
Be whoa. Serious. Dr. Whitehead,
we'll
I apologize.
We'll get rid of him, too.
Yes. Goodbye, Tom, John, whatever your name is. This is a serious conversation,
yeah,
and we don't appreciate questions like that.
Well, let me go to Scott. He has a question for the good doctor. Scott?
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
If you put all this...
Good question. What's your name?
That is Scott.
Scott. This guy, Scott, deserves a medal. Scott, listen to me carefully, all right? You listening?
Yeah, I got you.
Remember what I told you? There's a
word because
the member wider.
Talking about
okay,
the
there's
member.
There's a few different techniques.
Yeah.
The one technique that does do that at times, is the fat injection, where fat is taken by needle and
or member.
Well, with a member.
So
and instead of doing
do you have
that,
Alzheimer's.
With the,
can I ask one more question?
Well, no, I haven't answered this one.
He's not done yet.
Okay.
Forget it. We got the member. If you inject it with fat, sometimes too much fat can be put in. That's not the technique that I consider the best.
That's just
other
the opposite
people
of getting drunk, where you get drunk and then inject it into fat.
The surgeon would inject it, and the surgeon would not be drunk.
Right.
Now, with the graft technique, with the dermal matrix graft from the cadaver, which
Boring.
Is the best,
yes,
you will not have any disproportion. That's what we call it. There's no disproportion between the head
right.
and the member.
All right, right, listen, we got so many questions coming in, Doc. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you got a serious question for Dr. Whitehead.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Doctor, I was wondering if you could...
Do you do anything with the other part of the area, which we like to call, and we will continue calling, the yam bag?
Yeah, he wants his yam
okay.
bag.
Okay, you want to talk about the yam bag and the gonads?
Yes.
That's not something that I take care of.
Oh, no?
You might, if you look very difficult, I mean, you can look. There is a surgeon in Florida that does...
He puts what around them?
They are caps.
Like hats?
Well, okay,
caps.
You can say like a cap around the testicle to make it wider and bigger.
A little right. baseball
that,
cap
that,
type
that
thing?
That surgery does exist. I do not do it.
Right. That's interesting. Ow, I am really getting a bad
feeling. If somebody's interested
feeling.
In that, all they have to
it's
do
hurting.
Is call me and I'll give you his phone number.
All right. Sounds fun.
Joe has a serious question for you. Joe, you have a question for Dr. Whitehead?
Yeah, I want to know if he taste tests every member he does.
All right. Enough, Joe.
Joe.
Dr. Whitehead again.
We apologize.
Don't apologize. We'll just get rid of him.
Some of our listeners.
Yeah, it looked like it was a legit question, and he kind of tricked us there a little bit.
Smarten up, Joe.
That wasn't what he had written down as we screen the calls, Dr. Whitehead. You understand how this goes with a radio live program like this. We can't tell exactly what the people are going to ask when they call up. So, we do apologize.
Yes. You know what? Steve looks like he has a serious question. Steve, you have a question for Dr. Whitehead.
Yeah, Dr. Whitehead. This procedure...
Dr. Whitehead, you still there?
I'm here.
Yes.
All right.
Steve, please.
Doc.
A good question.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this procedure. I just have one question.
Yes.
After you're done donating the tissue from the cadaver, can I meet the cadaver to throw it a quick one to thank it?
Say it again.
I want to bang the cadaver as my way of thanking it for donating the tissue to my schlong.
Oh, good question.
That's a great question. I'm sorry. I can't even come close to answering that.
Again? Hello? Oh, my God. Why do we get these callers?
Well, I like the way he clarified it when he rephrased it.
Yes,
kind of
you did have to clarify.
Well, Jim looks like he's going to get us back on the right track.
Finally, I can read what this man is going to ask, and that's a legitimate question.
Yes, okay. Jim, question for Dr. Whitehead.
Yeah, Dr. Whitehead, I wanted to know if you could make my member into the shape of a triangle. Kind of
right.
like just a triangle. Oh, so
that isn't what
weird.
You... you were going to ask something else, and I am getting very upset now.
You guys are embarrassing us.
It would be interesting for a circus sideshow.
Very, very funny, Jim.
Is there any type of shapes you could do with this procedure there, Dr. Whitehead?
We make it into a, believe it or not, we try to reproduce the exact shape you have.
Yeah.
We want to make it bigger, that's all. We're not going to change the shape. We're going to make it nice and cylindrical so it looks just larger.
Joe?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Dr. Whitehead, I want to thank you. I had this procedure done.
Oh, yeah?
I had the skin of a cadaver made to have my member made wider.
Oh, nice.
Congrats.
And I want to thank you for this.
How'd it work out for you?
Great. If I could steal Norton's best line now, it's big and meaty and lovable like Mitch Green's face. And, doctor, let me ask you a question. How many times have you seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Would you say that again, please?
Why would you ask that, Joe?
Well, let's find out.
My girlfriend now calls my member leather junk.
Doc, nothing happens after time goes by that affects down there. This is time tested. That skin won't dry up and look like beef jerky.
Okay, that's a fair question.
Yes.
Whoever asked it.
That's Anthony. I'm the one that tries to keep this show on an even keel.
Anthony, you're the main man, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Whitehead.
I'm glad you asked a good question.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Joe.
One more quick one. I'm sorry.
No, Joe.
I'm going to get an answer to this one.
I know, Dr. Whitehead.
Anthony.
My friend wants to have the procedure done also.
All right.
Do you, Dr. Whitehead, do any preliminary oral examinations?
Anthony, I'm going to answer your question.
Thank you,
okay?
Dr. Whitehead. Please hang up on that
that
caller.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, yes, Dr. Whitehead.
Anthony, the technique that I'm talking about, which
yes.
I do exclusively and have been using it only for the last 4 years, that's
yes.
the only technique I use, and I've used other techniques in the past. I'm talking about the allograft dermal matrix graft.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
about.
Seems,
yeah, we're talking about the same thing, so we're on the same
yeah.
page. That's been used now for 4 years. For this application,
uh-huh.
it seems that the graft dimensions do not change. If it does change, and let's assume the average person gets about 30%, so that's about a 1-inch increase in circumference.
Yeah.
Over a period of time, they might lose 10 or 20% of that 1 inch.
Silent.
So it seems to yeah. be very satisfactory. It seems to be durable. It seems to be permanent up to approximately 4 years. So I'm very happy about it, and so are my guys. Uh-oh. You there, Anthony? Hello?
He can't hear us right now.
He can't hear us at all. We'll get at least another hello out of him.
Another hello. Mm-hmm. Come on, try. He hasn't given the number out. He's got
hello?
He's got to stay on the line. Yo, he slammed that phone down. Wow, he's angry. He actually was talking with his junk. He has a prehensile junk, which you can buy from him also. He puts a monkey tail in there, and he can swing from a tree. We'll buy it.
Craig, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask the doctor. I told him that I was a patient of his last year, and I'm a black man, and I went to a nude beach. I was just wondering, how do I get, when I do the backstroke, how do I get people to stop yelling shark?
That would have been a great question. Hey, Rick, what do you say you get the good doctor?
No, no, I am not calling that man.
Well, I think he'll call us back.
No way.
Yeah, he'll call us back.
His technique of making it bigger is actually a lot better than mine. I would just cut fat off my meat, like when I was eating, and just tape it to my mule.
Just duct tape it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, he gives a website out that has more man junk on it than any gay porno site.
It should be
yummy, no one would know.
Yummymouthful.com. I'm kidding. Freud is here with his abs and his chin. Strapping young college boy.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I just want to be with a man who'll ignore me and take me for granted and who's only pretending to be interested in who I am and what I think so he can get into my tail.
Dirty girls need love, too. Opie and
you know where a guy can get a rub and a tug around here?
Anthony.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
Oi!
Hey, Steve, how does it feel to get sloppy seconds? You didn't have the balls to do it until we did. That's why you're the worst program director in America. See, people, that's why we played it. Effie, what's
up?
It's fun.
What's going on, ONA?
Hey.
Yeah, I was just...
Okay, good.
All right, so K-Rock just played the new Korn song, claiming they had the first play. They were so, so happy, and I was crushing their little dreams in my mind because I heard it first on ONA.
It's just funny because they
had
put
to openly
so much...
lie to their listeners.
Yeah.
Because they got embarrassed by us once again.
Yeah.
Oh, they were calling it a brand new premiere.
We were so excited to have the first play.
We had the world premiere of the new Korn song. And exactly what we said would happen, happened. Guarantee they taped it right off our show.
Yeah.
You could probably hear Norton in the background.
All right, Effie.
Thanks a lot, boys. You rule.
Bye. The funny thing is, like, I could care less who plays anything first. Like, it's so stupid.
I just knew
it pisses them off.
I just love getting under his skin.
Yeah. Because
he has no balls. His station blows. It doesn't get any ratings outside Morning Drive.
Well, you could tell him that tonight.
he F's with us behind the scenes like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
And then tells the big bosses, no, we're one big happy family. I want to see them succeed. I'll help them out with music acts and stuff. No one's buying your lies anymore, Steve. It's going to be a very uncomfortable soiree if you keep this line of speech up, Opie.
Your station blows because you, my friend, don't have any balls.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. Douchebag.
I think the you guys
ready
are more
to go.
Of,
yeah.
You guys are
Opie's
more of
scrappy.
I think you guys are more of a night show. Yeah. I think you're a night show for me. Yeah.
Steve, you are uncomfortable.
Ass. It's the next celebrity boxing tournament.
Yes.
Me, Opie, and Steve Kingston from K-Rock.
I hope he wears platform shoes so I can hit him in the head.
Oh. Now, see, that's just low. That's a low blow.
That's what I would be getting from him.
Leave the man alone. He's good in Lord of the Rings.
No matter what, everyone knows we played the corn song first, and it pisses you off.
Oh, it annoys. That's the only reason they're playing. I guarantee this. It's the only reason they're playing it over there is because we played it already.
Which
so
gold
they
record?
To do something.
Which gold record did you break today? Was it the Creed one? Hi, Colin.
I had a funny little news thing I wanted to mention.
What's that, Jimmy?
Oh, well, that Michael J. Fox has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you have today?
I thought it was the Daryl Strawberry thing.
No.
The reason he was kicked out.
Well, Michael J. Fox is drinking.
Yeah.
And they said that apparently what happened was he never drank, but he was at all these parties, and they would just put different stuff in his shaky hand and say, mix this, stupid.
You're horrible.
It's not bad, right? I just wrote that.
Very good.
Thanks, Matt.
I don't know why they had to call him stupid at the end of that.
I didn't have enough faith in the joke.
Not him, but...
Oh, you didn't have enough faith in the joke, no. Straight without the stupid? Did you see the Daryl Strawberry thing, the story? Why he was... rearrested? He was having sex.
In the rehab.
He was screwing a woman in the closet.
In the closet?
Yeah, that's what I heard. He had sex with her, like, in a closet. Because you got to hide in those places. There's no sex. They're very strict. As a matter of fact, some of the rules he broke, shaving his head. That's like a rule that they have in place there. Why the hell would they prevent you from... shaving your head.
Something about image changing, because I remember when I was in rehab, they made a guy shave his beard.
Did you go into rehab?
When I was 17, I was a troubled youth.
What did they make you do?
Did they let me wear my hat? Because they wanted me to go to a place with a psychiatrist, because I always wear hats.
Yeah.
I was out of my mind. I almost was thrown out of school for it, for permanently.
Wearing hats.
Yeah. And
what was the mental thing that they said?
I hated my hair. It cowlicked. And that's why I wear it. I used to put
this whole thing on it? Like it was some big psychological thing. And meanwhile, you just didn't like your hair.
It was a nightmare.
You wouldn't stop wearing hats. That's why they eventually sent them to yeshiva and solved the problem.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Daryl Strawberry went into the closet in rehab, and Norton came out of the closet in rehab.
Oh.
I really resent that comment, and it's not true.
And why no comments about Daryl's wife, who has stood by him through all this, and now...
Poor gal.
I know. Well, maybe this is the last straw. But it's like I said the other day when this happened.
That's going to be that post headline when he dies, by the way. The last straw.
The last straw. Yeah. Well, the whole thing they did the other day, because out on Long Island, I guess some guy went into a church and shot the...
Yes.
A father in there and shot a parishioner, and they said mass murder because it was during the mass he was getting. It's like, all right, do you have to have the catchy friggin' Clark Kent Lois Lane headline?
Always appropriate, right?
The Jimmy Olsen headline, mass murder. Get right on that, Kent.
I think
Great Caesar's ghost.
I think Vos ghost writes for those headlines.
Kent will go with mass murder. Yeah, Mary, moving around all the big words on the front page. That one works.
Well, it is a tabloid. I mean, technically, tabloids are expected to do that.
The Post?
Yeah.
The Post is a tabloid. Hey, you want to play Q's new song?
Q's new song for St. Patty's Day, right?
Yeah, there's a new rule with the Q songs. He has to make fun of all races.
Is that the rule?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Who does he usually make fun of? Just Negroes?
Usually. But imagine, when we played Imagine... That kind of got into everything. And the Italians were in there. I could not get that out of my head this morning. I swear to you.
I woke up
and I started singing. But it was just, you may call me a scumbag.
Right.
How come Q has to only make fun of everybody now? I mean, does Paul Mooney make fun of anyone but white people all of a sudden? No.
Yeah. Yeah, you told him. Yeah,
yeah.
Jim,
yeah.
I said that just to save our asses. I could care less.
All right.
You want to play the Imagine song again?
Oh, that was the line that was stuck in my head. Imagine there's no scary donkeys. That was the one that got me. Yeah, we got to play Imagine.
That just shows how the world has changed, that Italians actually say they're scary donkeys.
Right.
They used to not be scared of them at all. That was their one charming quality.
This, well, because it's a little taste of Q before we play his St. Paddy's tune. So it might give you a little idea of what he's all about.
Yeah, the St. Paddy's is very similar to the Imagine song.
Right. Exactly. We all know what Q is about.
Thematically sound.
We all know what Q is about.
He's
I mean,
greatest.
Please. The guy, he's pretty much the same theme through all of his songs.
Colin, you ready for this?
Sure.
Gets a little rough. A little rough.
You know what? If it gets too bad, I'll just go outside and wait.
This was
I'll fan myself.
This was our runner-up. I think I'm getting a touch of the vapors. This was our runner-up for the most offensive song contest that we ran. Right. You may ask, why don't we play the winner? We cannot. We can't even possess a tape of the winning song.
The winner is Dr. Whitehead. Not saying member.
That bastard dumping out left and right. We'll have to play that someday, unedited.
Old goody two shoes down there.
No, really. Please.
Sweater wearing company man. Blah, blah, blah.
I like Dr. Whitehead's accent. It was like a soap opera doctor. Yes, well, I'll tell you.
I believe the problem is in the ligament. We must cut it. Rick, Monica, let me help you with that.
Scott deserves a medal for that question.
I don't know whether to cut your mule or star in North by Northwest. Little James Mason humor.
We're really stupid.
That's not an age joke. To all my stupid critics who write me hate mail without signing your real names, you dirtbags.
Are we going
to... out of control.
Stop reading the internet. Stop reading
your
email.
My own email. I don't mind hate mail,
stop.
But sign your name. Have some courage.
Stop.
They're trying to get to you, and now they win.
No. Just sign
your
name.
They win.
They don't win. I don't mind what they write. Just write your name. You know my name. I should know yours. We hug, we kiss, we laugh together.
Don't let them get to you.
Maybe you go first.
All right, here's... we're going to play this again?
Why not?
Oi.
Little touch of what Q is all about. It's offensive. It's what Q does. Who are we not to play it?
By the end of the song, he makes fun of everyone.
Yeah. If you could get past the beginning of hump.
It starts off a little rough.
Hey, Opie, sounds like this guy's an equal opportunity offender.
There you go. You know, we're equal opportunity offenders. Yeah, that's the way out of it.
Well, you got to look at it like if you can't laugh at yourself.
Right?
I actually saw the dot, dot, dot come out of Jim Norton's mouth when he said that, too.
All right. It's a cue, and then we'll play his St. Paddy's Day tune.
Oh, here we go.
Which
again.
Is the same as this, only to Irish music.
Buckle in.
Just imagine.
Buckle in.
Literally. Jesus.
Me, you forget about it. Imagine there's no friggin' niggas. Imagine they ain't no freaking jiggables, no mullignons, and no spooks. They ain't no big scary darkies running around out there. And of course, no freaking Arabs, no Hindus, no spics, and no freaking books. Imagine nothing but freaking Italians every freaking way you go. Come on, it would be great, eh? Imagine there's no homos. I hate those little fudge packing Nancy boy pricks. Oh, my honor. Every time I see one, I want to beat him in the friggin' head. You know what I mean? Then I'll rip his heart out, cut off his friggin' little. Imagine all the Fanukias. Oh, my honor. Just dropping dead. From a freaking AIDS.
Oh,
you know what? You may call me a scumbag.
Oh,
I don't care. But I hate those freaking kind of people. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go upstairs and get a freaking shotgun. Yeah, I know a couple of Moulinian fags you need to get whacked. Imagine.
There's no cripples. None of those three-legged little freaks running around the floor look like friggin' chimps. And Mono and I hate those goddamn friggin' handicapped parking spaces. Christ, I want to kill those goddamn little wheelchair gimps. Imagine taking all the retards, send them out on the BQE. That'd be a pretty sight, huh? But you know what? You may say I'm a scumbag. You can call me every name in the book. I don't give a flying freak. You know what I mean? Because it pisses me off. I'm going to take a friggin' shotgun. I'm going to go out. And I'm going to whack me a couple of lesbian, midget, Mexican, overweight, fat, wheelchair bitches.
Wow, can you feel the love now?
What's the name of that song? Hip Hip Hooray?
God damn. That was the runner-up of the
Colin?
Most offensive song
Comment?
Contest.
Well, I think it was he was actually commenting on intolerance throughout the song.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't it so out there that it almost comes back full around to making a statement on how awful it is?
Exactly. Some people go, so right, they're left.
Exactly. And I think this is the...
Yes, this is going.
Well,
isn't that a nice song, Miss McGillicuddy?
God.
So, your husband's as big, is he?
Who wrote the most offensive
God.
Song?
That was Q, I believe. Who was it? Who wrote I'm Horny for Little Girls?
That was him. Wow.
I don't know.
That was my favorite song ever.
Yeah, who wrote that one? Baby, yeah. We can't even say the title of the song. It's so offensive. We cannot say it.
I never knew there were baby rappers, though.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
I think that song should have been the 520 spot instead of Dr. Whitehead.
Yeah, yeah, we made a mistake with Dr. Whitehead.
Well, we got the new one from Q.
All right, let's play the new one from Q. It's a St. Patty's Day song.
Hi, don't you know?
What do you do, Colin, for St. Patty's Day?
Oh, I get out there in my green and just march up and down Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn by myself.
Oh, yeah, by yourself in Brooklyn.
I grew up by...
Fifth Avenue, where's the parade?
They've never invited me to the parade. It's really annoying.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I'm thinking you should be in there.
I'm like an Irish, I'm like an outlaw in my own land.
I'm like a mainstay of the Irish community
I
in
think
New York,
so. I like
though.
To think so, yeah.
Yeah. And then they diss you like that. Diss, if I may use a
ridiculous
term like that.
I should be a Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing.
Let's play the Q song.
Damn. For Q's St. Pat. Oh, that was Fuel. Okay, right. Fuel was the guy that wrote Baby Rapper.
Wow. Here we go.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Oh, I love being an Irishman. I drink all day long. I look just like a bulldog with a tiny little schlong. I love to beat up Arabs and niggers, rops, and Jews.
There we go.
And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you. Everyone knows the Irish are as dumb as they can be. They drive their car to the local bar and they always have to pee. We all know that a toilet is a Mickey's favorite room. So grab me two potatoes and I'll whistle you a tune. Oh, I love being an Irishman. I drink all day long. I look just like a bulldog with a tiny little schlong. I like to beat up Arabs and niggers and wops and Jews. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you. We all know that a Mickey likes to scrap and fight. They'll take it to the finish, ere they be wrong or right. Me mother was a boxer, me father was a drunk. And what could be worse than the Irish curse, me wee bit little junk? Oh, I love being an Irishman. I drink all day long. I look just like a bulldog with a tiny little schlong. I like to beat up Arabs and niggas and wops and Jews. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
All right.
That was a feel-good song.
Well,
man.
That's like makes me just want to drink some green beer and some corned beef and cabbage.
That was a real toe-tapper.
Wasn't it?
There's the theme song for Southie. Right.
You're going to see, you know, you walk into an Irish pub on St. Patty's Day, you go to the jukebox and see all the green song selections that they put in there. Yeah. Puff the Magic Dragon, Danny Boy. And I think that one's going to be right there with
you. Yeah.
And all the guys at the bar singing.
Oh, that was funny.
That was our 520 bit,
that
right?
That's, yeah.
That was it right there.
Claude. Another classic racist song from Q.
Oh. Hey, Claude, what's up?
Hey, you guys should put out a greatest hits album of most offensive songs and, like, donate the proceeds to, I don't know, the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Ku Klux
Klan. Yeah, that's what we got to do, sure.
We thought about putting out a CD because we got some. That was one of the best bits we ever did, the most offensive song contest. Mm-hmm.
But considering we just got a cease and desist from the company that was going to put our CD out.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. we always crap what we eat, man.
We always shoot ourselves
in the
foot.
Every time.
I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sony was going to help us put out a CD.
Yeah, and today we just effed them. We spun them around and shoved it so hard. All right. Tom C. from Jersey, best song ever. So there's...
It's already
review,
up on...
The review's piling in.
It's already up on foundrymusic.com.
Yep.
So. All right. Why don't we take a break?
We can do that.
And we'll continue. Actually, let's go to the FU line.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, I want to send a big f*** you out to any stripper out there that thinks that anyone finds them interesting as to what they have to say. To take yourself and your fake f***, and hop in your Mitsubishi Eclipse and run yourself off the f***ing road. F*** you.
Next message.
Yeah, this FU goes out to New Jersey Net fans. Talk about a lame crowd. You guys are about as much fun as a wet fart in church.
Next message.
Yeah, there's a big FU to a certain little fat little oink that don't know how to shut the hell up. All day at work, you sit there. And when you fix it, yeah, I'm the greatest. And when you break it after 3 months worth of fixing something. You wonder why everybody can't stand you. Shut the hell up, you freaking flop. F you.
Next message.
Yeah, I'd like to send a big F you out to my brother-in-law for introducing me to your sister. What the f*** were you thinking, bro? She's a bitch. She's a f***. She wrecked my life. I hate you and I hate her. Thank you.
End of message.
Good evening, ignorant pigs. Put down your crack pipes and your beer bongs and pay attention.
Well, I'm a virgin.
Hi! The Opie and Anthony Show. A 4-hour parade of meat.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hi. You said you were going to come down for what's that to the Opie and Anthony Show. Hi. Hi, I'm Stinky Garrett.
That's what made us laugh in the back office today. You have to loop it now, Ant.
Hi. I'm Stinky. I'm Garrett Stinky.
Garrett.
Hi, this is. This
Hi, it's Garrett Stinky.
Hi, it's Garrett Stinky. Hi, it's Garrett Stinky. That stems from when Stinky was calling girls back to come back on the show, because we had him set up to come down to do some horrid thing, I'm sure. And we wanted Stinky to call and confirm that the girls were showing up. So we're in the back office, and Stinky is making the calls, and I'm listening, and I'm laughing my ass off. Because he can't say, hi, this is Stinky. But if he says Garrett, I guess they won't know who it is. So he goes, hi, this is Garrett Stinky. It's like Garrett Stinky. Hi, it's Garrett Stinky.
Where's that young go-getter, Garrett Stinky? Send him up to my office.
Well, I mean, like Garrett president. Stinky.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, GS. Come on up for lunch, GS.
How do you feel about a corner office and a key to the executive ward?
And a company car, Garrett Stinky.
Have you met my daughter?
Steve, what's going on? Steve.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
What's up, bro?
Hey, how you guys doing?
You're what's calling up, from Cali?
Yeah, I'm calling from California, man. A friend of mine turned me on to your radio station.
Ah.
And I got to tell you, you guys are a freaking riot, man.
Thanks, man.
There's no radio station out here like this at all.
Where are you?
And I tell you, every day when I'm at work, I turn on you guys from noon to four, and there's not a time that I don't
noon
stop laughing.
Where are we on noon to four?
Noon to four, where? Sacramento?
No, that's 3 to 7. San Francisco?
I think it's coming out of San Francisco, but it's on an AM station.
That AM, amplitude modulation.
That
I love
awful,
it.
Awful AM station.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That technology is still in use.
Hey, Steve, is it true when we go to commercial, they play, like, country songs and stuff?
They kind of play a little bit of everything.
Oh, great.
You know, oldies, country, a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's thanks, great. Steve. Spread the word, because that's the only way we're going to make this work, I think.
Hey, you guys have a good one, man. My phone's going to cut out. I'll probably try to call you again sometime.
All right, man.
Well,
did you hang
that's
up?
That's great. AM, you guys are going to get all the grandparents listening. That's terrific.
AM. Why is that even existing still? Isn't that like, you know, flash, story, Hindenburg crashes in Lakehurst, New Jersey?
Because Imus has to do his cuckoo clock noise.
Our listeners, don't even know that AM exists.
What did
you do?
Like, why?
Anyone under the age of 40 doesn't even know AM exists.
AM.
They think it's the morning portion of their it's the morning for their 8 o'clock radio.
There's like certain technology that was cutting edge at some time, and then as the years went by, it kind of falls to the wayside because new stuff comes up.
It's not like we're still using crock pots.
Right, or the horse and buggy thing, you know? We came up with the car, and now it's kind of nostalgic.
Or Beta.
Betamax. The Sony Betamax. No.
8 tracks.
8-track, another thing. You don't see still 8-track. We got to put it out on 8-track, too.
Laserdisc.
The laser disc. Look who's talking technology, Jim Norton.
I happen to have a very impressive DVD collection with a few tranny movies.
I enjoy a good 8-track every once in a while, especially like a Yes album where it stops in the middle.
It fades down and then goes, this big a solenoid the size of a truck brake, like, bam, slams in your dashboard, and then it fades up. Into the second half of Free Bird.
But I was about to hear the Steve Howe solo. What happened?
That's actually probably better than the Yes song, Untouched.
Oh, really?
Not like Yes.
You don't like Yes.
No, Roundabout stinks.
Yes had its day.
It's certainly
it was very good pop music. Yeah. First of all, the album covers were great. They folded out in actually 10 flaps.
For cleaning.
Where you could, for cleaning your weed.
Bales.
You could have, for cleaning your
bales. You put a bale on some chicken wire, you stand on it,
right.
And you fold one
on
Yes album.
On a huge Yes album where you could have 15 Mexicans standing in front of it,
exactly.
Cleaning your pot, rolling it.
Here's 50 cents, buy yourself a taco, get out of my house.
Hey. And what other album covers could you then airbrush on the side of a 40 Connelline van to look cool?
with a mushroom window.
Mushroom bubble window. Spoiler on the back just in case that van gets up to 280, 300 miles an hour.
Hey, Anthony, I just realized something.
Yeah.
You're not Colin.
No, I'm not.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not.
Colin Quinn.
Hey, what
kind of
think?
Show do we run around here?
I thought I was talking to Colin.
I'm possessed. I
thought he bought some sucrets, and we were talking to him.
No, it's not me. Oh, it looks like me.
Like, what happened to Colin, and who are you?
Louis Black. Louis.
It's Paul Mercurio.
It's Paul Mercurio.
You guys suck.
Did we call you in from the bullpen or something?
You did. You said, get Colin, over here now. Colin's leaving.
Colin was like, I got to leave.
Colin threw 100.
I'm taping a show.
Colin threw 100 pitches, and we had to go to the bullpen, I guess.
I got
to
go.
Paul Mercurio.
I got to go. We're doing a thing.
Paul Mercurio's the closer tonight on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. Come on. Can you get it right? What am I?
Closer.
Can we get say Emmy?
Emmy Award winner.
Oh, thank you very much.
It is the Emmy Award winning Paul Mercurio.
6 months at least.
Nice. and he's our closer.
Emmy Award. Great.
Colin rules, man.
Hey, we got a real big Yes fan that wants in here. John, what's up?
What the hell is Norton's problem? Yes, Roundabout sucks.
John, I recognize that Yes is very popular.
What the hell are you talking about? Close to the Edge, Topographic Oceans, Relayer, those are the best freaking rock albums in the world.
Get a hold
and
of
you're
yourself.
Dishing on them.
Get a hold of yourself, Duster Driver, Mullet Wearer. I'm just saying, I'm not a Yes fan.
I drive a Ford.
What about
Long Distance?
Exactly. I love that song. That song rocks.
It's a roundabout.
I like the fish better in that song.
What's that?
I actually like the bass solo at the end. The fish. That's actually the best one.
You know what?
Great music to get high to.
John, we've learned on the show you can't really discuss bands because everyone gets pissed off if you say something bad about their band.
Oh, I know.
We'll discuss it all morning. You're on the queue.
I know, because we're not queue. Thank you.
I was the best thing at WNEW.
Yeah, so Chachi brought me some Tony Bennett back. What's wrong with that? Some
Tony Bennett?
Yeah.
Chachi brought in Tony Bennett?
All right. There, guys. More news!
Thank you, man.
Chachi, thank you, Chachi.
All right. Yes, songs.
People
God
are very defensive about music.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Godzilla.
They were one of my favorite bands ever.
Sit in the back of an Oldsmobile, and it goes from one... Godzilla. From one speaker to another.
Oh, great. The more pot you smoke, the faster it went.
Absolutely.
The louder it got in one ear than the other. You freak out, rip your clothes off, and run down Clay Pitts Road. I understand.
Hey, good local reference.
Oh, very nice.
We haven't done many local references today.
We did mention
Southie.
Yeah.
Sally, we mentioned a lot.
We mentioned Columbus.
We talk about drinking.
We mentioned the Juice in Austin, the other AM station we're on.
Yeah.
Here's good judgment. Get really stoned and drunk in a car. Drive around and with an ounce of pot in the car, get in a car chase with someone that turns out to be an undercover cop.
Oh, interesting.
But my friend was, his father was chief of police of the town. So
you got out of that one.
And you'd be like, Jim Dodd, son, I can't arrest you.
Ah,
you
darn kids.
Oh, you
took
silly
kids. Get out of here.
The pot every time.
They took the pot. Back in the day, as we call it, the day.
I'm it.
It. Yes?
We have to take another break.
Damn it!
Because we went long with stuff.
I was kind of getting into something here.
I know.
I
understand, but we have to take a
break. The whole thing.
Plus, Ken wants to walk us down to that little shindig at 6:48.
6:48?
6:48 is when we go to a bar somewhere in Manhattan.
This is going to be so much fun.
And glare across the room at people we despise.
This is going to be so much fun.
Opie, you were just chatting
about the gentleman, one of the gentlemen that'll be there.
You guys love it. You're the center of attention at these things because you're the heavy hitters in the stage.
No, you don't understand. When you got to look at a Steve Kingston making believe he's your friend, when you got to look at Tom Chiasano, who just hates you, it's going to be a fun time, Opie.
And then
I want to sit in the corner.
And then they make believe we're one big happy family.
Captain and Coke and an 8-track of Yes.
And berate people.
As he did everything he could to get us out of the company and get us fired.
Uh-huh.
And then he thinks we're not smart.
Yeah, but he fires because he loves.
Yeah.
Hey, and a Stephen Lynch song as we go to break, because we'll give him a little more here, and then we'll come back and
the bowling one?
Well,
no, huh?
The pub one, because it's
I like
Paddy's
the pub
Day,
one.
Right? Aye, the
aye. This is an old traditional Irish song, and it's usually passed down from father to son, when the boy's on the verge of manhood. And it's called Down to the Old Pub Instead.
Ah.
And I'd like to play it for you tonight. Lad, it's your duty to find your lass with childbearing hips and a pink supple ass, and make her your wife and love her with love so true. Now some rivers run high, some rivers run low. When her river runs red, then she's starting her flow, and it's called menstruation. Here's what it means to you. You will notice her bloomers are spotty at first. Stand back, her ovarian dam's gonna burst. Son, don't be afraid, it's a natural thing. Just wad up some cotton and hand her a string, and put the old linens on top of the bed. Get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead.
Hundreds of years old.
That's why bloomers.
Aye.
Aye.
She'll retain her water, her breasts will be tender. Say something nice and you're sure to offend her. Get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead. She'll want to make love. If you do, you're a fool. You'll only end up with a bloody O'Toole. Now get out of the house, go down to the old pub instead. She'll want you to sample the fruit of her loins, but son, it'll taste like some old rusty coins. So turn off the light and take off your hat and drop to your knees. Say a prayer to St. Pat that'll give you the strength to get out of the bed. And for Ireland's sake, go down to the old pub instead. I feel a solo coming on.
Oh, really?
Perhaps right here, Anthony. Very good. Now the pub is the place where the lads are a-meeting. When the moon is full and the gals are a-bleeding. The Catholic, the Protestant, even the pagan. The pub is the place when your lady is ragging. So drink of your pint, boys, and thank your shamrocks that as menfolk we don't have to bleed from our and that we can escape from the lady in red and get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead. Down to the old pub instead.
Nice.
Thank you, my lads. Thank you so much. Raise your glass.
Funny good.
You did your part well.
Thank you.
Nice fluting. Nice fluting and nice bleeping.
I was a fluter and bleeper, yeah.
Opie and Anthony, it's the kind of show where you can feel up your sister, feel up your sister, feel up your sister.
Opie and Anthony.
You guys are awesome. It's like, I gotta listen to you. It's like a drug.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
Paul Mercurio in the studio.
Hey.
I think he's got a quick something, Anthony. Paul Mercurio is our only guest that comes in prepared.
Actually has a little something.
A little something. I don't think any other guests that come in here on a regular basis come in prepared.
No.
Paul actually writes stuff out. He clips little stories out of the papers and stuff.
That does include us, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Like, we don't bring anything.
What time do we leave for the party?
Look at Norton thinks he's going.
Norton just shaved.
Thinks he's going. When do we got to leave to go to the party?
I know I'm not invited. I'm just trying to make other people
uncomfortable. Have you met Mel yet? When Mel came, did you meet him?
No, I wasn't here.
Hey, you want to go?
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
He's going. Take Norton.
Yeah, he's going.
All right, we'll take Norton.
Why couldn't I go?
With those psycho eyes, we'll be in good shape.
I ain't even dressed for a party. They didn't say nothing about you.
I'm sorry, you can't come.
Yeah. Hansel's in love with himself.
Paul?
Dateline, Berlin.
Berlin.
A 72-year-old German woman was sent to the morgue while still alive, only to die there later from the cold.
Oh, wow.
That is a classic sucks to be you.
That definitely sucks to be you.
Now, investigating the doctor who pronounced it's a 72-year-old pensioner, pronounced her dead before she was sent to the morgue, and this is how he determined she was dead. The color of her skin led the doctor to declare her dead. The image I have in my head is he's just standing over there smoking
like a German with a cigarette.
That's paralyzed. She's dead. Let's go to the racetrack.
She is dead.
She is dead.
Look at the skin color. That's its dead color. I pronounce her dead.
I've made just the opposite mistake where I think they're dead and they wake up and they go, "What are you doing on me?" And I'm like, "Oh."
How did they determine then that she wasn't dead, but they put her in there and then she died?
Well, you're like you're her. She hit her head. She's whacked out. I have a headache. You wake up. Oh, I'm in a box.
No, no.
It's a good day to be alive, she's thinking to herself. It's a good day to be... Oh, I can't
why are there porterhouse steaks next to me? This is a weird hospital. What happened was the cemetery workers removed the corpse for burial. Yeah. 7 hours later,
yeah.
They realized the woman had only been dead a very short time. Now, I don't know why cemetery workers were checking out this woman's body.
Cemetery workers were able to... I don't think she's been dead that long.
I could not get this in that far if she'd been dead.
Hans, oh, Hans, put the shovel down. This one is not dead.
I'm getting some secretion. That should not be happening.
I can tell by the secretion from Das Dumpfire.
It's known as the old double knuckle chest. If she screams, she ain't dead.
From her skin color, she looked dead, but I could tell she's warm on the inside.
But, doctor, don't you think you should check her? I'd have to bend over for that.
That would take work, and I could tell by the skin color she's dead.
Don't call me a doctor. I'm a male nurse. There's a difference.
She would make a fine blue lampshade.
There you go. You killed somebody's grandma. Good job, Doc.
I wonder if he declared her dead because she was screaming, Zell, the white angel. The white angel's here.
We can't be certain at this point whether the woman died of cold in the morgue, but it seems quite likely, and this is why we decided to investigate the doctor.
Wow.
Good move.
It's Germany for you.
Thank you.
New ways to kill people.
For that little tidbit.
Leave it to the Germans.
Seamus, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I want to do what have you learned today?
Okay.
I learned that thanks to Dr. Whitehead, even after you're dead, a party you still can get laid.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
That and you can't say penis.
You know, you can in that context, sir.
Well, they probably still dumped out of that.
Jared, what's up?
Okay, I learned if you get the urge to molest children, you shouldn't write to Dear Abby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, you guys suck. Bye.
An idiot. The guy writes to Dear Abby, who, by the way, isn't Dear Abby anymore. They had a picture of it. It's like, here's Dear Abby. Her name is, you know, Helda Schmidt, and she's the daughter of the original Dear Abby.
Well, they should call her Dear Tattletale now.
Right.
Can't even write a letter anymore.
Dear, keep your mouth shut. The guy writes a letter about how he has fantasies about touching young girls. And for some reason, he feels instead of waiting for it to appear on the paper and just reading it and putting anonymous at the bottom, he decided, you know, put his address on there and... they got him. They can't get the anthrax guy, but they got the guy that said he wants to touch young girls. So Dear Abby was toiling over this thing and decided to call the cops and turned him in. And it turns out he had all kinds of child porn on his computer, and they arrested him. 40 pictures?
40 pictures.
Jeez, Norton puts that to shame.
He's kidding.
I'm kidding, of course. The server that contains eatabullet.com does not have any...
wow.
Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I learned that Teen Norton wore hats to hide his cowlick.
Teen Norton.
Back to you, precious.
Ah, what a tool. Hey, Dan, what's going on, bro?
Not too much. I learned that Michael J. Fox is amongst the movers and shakers in Hollywood.
Oh, very funny.
Wow. Have fun, guys.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, shaky.
A tip of the hat to you over and over again.
Ken, what's going on? Hey, Ken.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, I learned today that you can't eat, drink, or have a Q-tip in your ear when Anthony's doing that Lisa Orbach read. That is the funniest thing. I cry on the floor on my knees when he does that.
That's the good different name.
No.
That's the different name I'll use.
Oh, man, that is funny thing, boy, I tell you.
She's instructed me.
Lisa. Hey, Norton, you're a riot.
Thank you, buddy.
Lisa, okay. On her back.
Orbach. Oh, God.
Boy, don't I wish.
Now she's going to hit me in the head again.
You see her.
All I did was poke her boob with a golf club.
Yes, you did.
You know, what does this world come to where you can't poke a woman's boob with a golf club and not have
it? You know, it's political correctness. Look at us. We got to go now.
Yeah, a few more real fast. Sheep Lover learned today guy's number one job is to get laid. Sheep Lover also learned today money was 20 when JFK was shot. Also, the new Korn and Q song kicked ass.
Yeah.
Jerry from Edison, I learned Town Hall is still not sold out. Just buy the tickets already. You're going to have a good time.
It's almost sold out, actually.
It'll leave more room for us to be funny on our show.
I didn't plug today. My good friend Anthony did.
I was helping him out a little bit. He also learned having half your member inside you does not make you gay.
Dr. Whitehead doesn't do yam bags. It's strictly members only. And from 520 to 540, the show had more holes than an O.J. alibi.
Wow.
He also learned, this is Sheep Lover again, trainees are made to be loved and paid. Tuttle, I learned that forthcoming means coming soon, not fourth.
Stupid.
And Mel from New York, I learned today that money is wrinkled and old. All right, Ben, we'll leave. We'll leave.
Ooh, on our way to a party.
Paul, anything? Anything? Paul?
Funny?
No, no funny. You did funny. Any plugs? Any...
Freud. No, that's not what I'm about, man.
What's Freud's new website? Not the goddamn message board that no. turned their backs on us and now just backstab
we
us all the time.
Still love you on the
yeah,
message
sure they
board.
Do.
No, we have a new site out, overthelimit.com. It's kind of like reading Maxim magazine, but it's funnier, more disgusting.
Oh.
And there's teen girls on it.
Yes, oh dear. All right, there you go.
All right.
There's your plug, damn it.
With that, we'll see you tomorrow.